It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th.
This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Support for Hezbollah is stronger than ever.
That Hezbollah plans to remain a viable force, says the State Department's Sean McCormick, is obvious.
Nobody believes that deploying the force in months is acceptable. This needs to be done on a much more urgent basis than that.
So the questions are, will Hezbollah retrench near the Israeli border? And can the Lebanese army and UN troops still to come stop them?
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. The Israeli army plans to withdraw from South Lebanon in as little as 7 to 10 days. Officials say some forward positions will be handed over to UN troops within 48 hours.
For now, at least. Israeli troops on their way home sang today with happy celebrations. Whether the airport scanners can actually detect plastic explosive material or liquids or gels or not, Transportation Security Director Kip Hawley says they can tell something unusual is in the shoe.
Screening shoes by X-ray is an effective method of identifying any type of anomaly, including explosives.
In Columbia, South Carolina, police have finally caught the group of men wanted for a string of armed robberies, except they weren't men. They were simply mistaken for men. Five women busted for the robberies, including one in which a 22-year-old man was shot to death. Nationally, in the spring of this year, home sales started slowing down a lot in some places, 7% overall.
It's definitely a buyer's market here right now. We're probably prices have probably decreased in the last 6 months, maybe. Yeah, I'd say maybe 15%.
Phil Mank is a realtor in Las Vegas. 29 states had drops in home sales, but 20 states saw sales go up. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 132 points today to close at 11,230, the NASDAQ up about 46 points. Oil prices were down, $73.05 a barrel, down 48 cents. Nothing like a great hot dog with mustard and sauerkraut or ketchup and onions or chili. But there may be one big problem. Scientists in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry are saying the sodium nitrites used to preserve whatever's in them can help form N-nitroso compounds, most of which kill lab rats with cancer. Marty Horn's restaurant in West Orange, New Jersey, started out as a hot dog joint in 1932.
I don't eat them every day, but I think everybody, most people in America, love a well-made hot dog with all the toppings.
This is CBS News.
To increase driving pleasure for all motorists, the Michelin Man is on a door-to-door quest to collect signatures for a petition to build an American Autobahn. Visit MichelinMan.com to learn how the uncompromising performance of Michelin MX Series touring tires can give you the confidence to achieve driving bliss on any road you travel. To find a Michelin dealer near you, call 1-800-MICHELIN. Michelin, a better way forward.
A dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
Federal agents have made arrests in at least 15 cities, bringing in scores of people in a black tar heroin ring.
Law enforcement agents have arrested more than 130 people coast to coast, claiming to break up a ring smuggling in heroin from Mexico.
We've seized their heroin, taken their money, and cut off their ability to distribute illegal drugs in this country.
Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher, it's alleged the ring grew its own poppies and refined them in Mexico and smuggled in an unusually pure form of black tar heroin. Officials say many of the suspects are illegal immigrants. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Orlando, Florida has a rule against panhandling. Begging for money is no way to treat the tourists, particularly aggressive begging, which comes pretty close to intimidation robberies. Orlando police set out to pinch the panhandlers by sending undercover cops with their hands out for money. It worked. 186 arrests since October 1st. More than half from that undercover squad. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
When you want to take a break from the blue ties, giving it to the red ties, punch over to FM and join us at 106.5 KWOD. Stuff like...
Tell me, say, hey,
and...
I will survive.
And...
Watch me at the grass.
Not to mention no more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Take that, the man, with local sounds of sack and breaking unheard ofs with new music pods. We're Quad, everything alternative. Streaming live at KWOD.net. And now back to your regularly scheduled tongue-lashing of the far-reaching right.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI, 1-800-483-4-NBI. Or check out the website at NBIauto.com.
License number OB97951.
It's the most patriotic radio station in America.
I love America. I love President Bush.
Oh, really?
Whoa. AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel. Left channel.
Our job is to question authority.
And now, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. I am yours from 3 until 7 weekdays, Mondays through Fridays, right here on AM 1320. There are lots of ways that we can be in touch with each other. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, and so you can check out our website, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can always call me. There's no charge to call me. You may get a charge when you talk to me. Oh, no. If you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320 is the number. Just some housekeeping. I don't know if we have it yet up on the website, but we just confirmed that Lawrence Wright will join us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour if all goes well. He's just written this incredible book that has just gotten incredible reviews from the toughest reviewer that the New York Times has. The book is called The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. And apparently what makes this book so extraordinary is that he has done additional research about what went on, so there's all kinds of new information. The Looming Tower, writes the New York Times, refers not only to the Doom Towers of the World Trade Center, but also to a passage in the Quran. This book, based on more than 500 interviews, ranging from bin Laden's best friend in college to a reporter for Al Jazeera, gives the reader a searing view of the tragic events of 9/11, a view that is one wrenchingly intimate and boldly sweeping in its historical perspective. So apparently he has done quite a job with this book. It's gotten terrific reviews, and it was the cover book on last week's, not this last Sunday, but Sunday before's New York Times book review. So Lawrence Wright will be joining us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. We have lots to talk about today. We have lots of politics and, you know, our usual, we have lots of things to discuss. But before I get going, one of the things that we have been talking about is Israel and what's been going on in the Middle East and all the ceasefire. But the theme that I've been really aware of, and let me just start out by saying I've never been to Israel. What I know about it is from what I have read about it. It's the size, it's a country, it's a tiny country, the size of a long driveway, really. And there is a complicated history, and I have pretty much stayed away from Israel because it's so complicated. It's so much textures. There's so much dancing in the arms of each other between Arab neighbors, Israel and its Arab neighbors. And I really, you know, but with everything having heated up in the Middle East, it was time to discuss it. And when I started to really look at it and look into it, I was dismayed. Because the left, I really had not been paying very much attention to it, I guess, just sort of peripherally. But the left has been so adamantly anti-Israel. And I thought, you know, this is so complicated a story. And in my view, Israel is more the good guy than the bad guy. But nobody's perfect in this little drama, the way they've been dancing in each other's arms, or more to the point, hurling rockets in each other's faces, that I began to look at the issue, and I was astonished. I was astonished at a lot of what paraded itself as anti-Israel struck me as anti-Semitic. And Charlie Weiss made a good observation. He said the right is often racist without knowing it. You know, they just have racist assumptions, and they're so built into their thought processes that they aren't aware that they have it. And I'm wondering if that isn't also true of the left. And the reason I say this is we had an email that was forwarded to us from some leftist activists in the area. And the email said the following. It was trying to get people together to march an anti-Israel kind of march. And listen to the way Israel is being described here. Now, remember now, Israel didn't start it. Israel has been the victim of a lot of aggression. They have been under siege since the very beginning. And here was an email that was sent out. Several organizations are sponsoring these marches that seek to defend the people of Palestine and Lebanon, no mention of Hamas or Hezbollah, against the atrocious criminal acts that the terrorist state of Israel has inflicted upon these people of these two regions. The atrocious criminal acts that the terrorist state of Israel has inflicted upon the people of these two regions. No mention of Hezbollah, which is a terrorist organization, the A-plus of terrorist organizations. No mention of Hamas, where intercepted calls about Hamas revealed that Hamas had pulled away from terrorism, but then realized that in doing so it was losing standing with Palestinians, and so it went right back into the terror business. And this was reported by Seymour Hersh in the New Yorker magazine. So I talked about this, and I talked about how one-sided a lot of the press is, and it's anti-Israel. And this is very intriguing to me, and a lot of the leftist press is anti-Israel. And I think this missive from, and this is from the Pearceys, is so over the top that I can't even believe that they would send it out. These are people who are friends of Cindy Sheehan. And so the Pearceys, Virginia and Stephen, sent out this email, and here's what they said. Yesterday, a not-so-popular local talk radio host, I guess that would be me, but actually we're pretty actually, if you look at the way that these things are measured, we are about twice as popular as the other, as the competition. Yesterday, a not-so-popular local talk radio host who purports to be on the left, a woman whom we have neither met nor spoken with, falsely stated on the air that Virginia and I are anti-Semitic. Well, I don't think I stated that directly, although I do find that their rantings are over the top. And you have to ask the question, why are they so over the top? Why is there so much extra bias against Israel? Look at how unbalanced and unfairly the issue has been presented by the Pearceys. And you got to ask yourself, what is motivating them? Why so much hatred? There's one thing about fair criticism, and then there is the over-the-top venomous criticism. And I think that there is more here than meets the eye, or in the case of these two, maybe less here than meets the eye. While we have been extremely critical of Israel for its shameful and horrific slaughters of civilians and children in Lebanon and Palestine, there was no rational basis for the host calling us anti-Semitic. Well, I don't know that I called them anti-Semitic, but I got to tell you that their rants are way over the top. So you can call it, you can put whatever name you want to on it. And you got to ask yourself why people, if purporting to be fair-minded, I would assume, have nothing negative to say about a terrorist organization like Hezbollah or Hamas, and only Israel is an atrocious, a terrorist state that performs atrocious criminal acts. That is the way they're describing Israel. So you tell me, where is that line? Where is that line between criticizing a country and being anti-Semitic? Because you know what? It sounds to me like these people have crossed it, and they're so angry, and they're so extremely biased, and they are so unbalanced in the way they present the issue that you have got to ask yourself what is motivating them. So when the observation is made that a lot of conservatives are racist, they are biased, and they don't really realize that they are, you have to wonder about the left. And this, in some ways, I've said all along that this that anti-Israel is a socially acceptable form in lots of cases of anti-Semitism. You know, you can legitimately and fairly criticize Israel. It is not perfect. But I'm going to tell you, neither is Hezbollah and neither is Hamas. And so for it only to be a one-sided thing, I think is you got to ask, what is motivating people to be so extremely hateful on the subject? And in the email that they sent out previously, they said that they have been pressured not to raise their voices. Virginia and I have been pressured not to raise our voices against the atrocities and war crimes that Israel is perpetrating upon its neighbors, or to include such criticism in the demonstrations that they run. We've been repeatedly asked not to raise this issue at the demonstrations, purportedly because it is divisive. Frankly, we don't see how criticizing Israel's deliberate and targeted killing of innocent civilians, including children, can be divisive. It astonishes us that there are some people in the peace community who feel that the only war we should be protesting is the Iraq War. Meanwhile, the wars that Israel and the U.S. are waging against the civilian populations in Lebanon and Palestine are engendering so much hatred in the world against the U.S. That not only is peace in the Middle East becoming unlikely, well, when was it ever likely, but we're also less safe at home than ever before. Please, give me a break. You know, I'll tell you what, if you cared about peace in the Middle East, you would be fairer in the criticism of all the parties that deserve it. It isn't only Israel's fault. And any time you've got friends who are fighting with each other, whether it's a friend of yours, friends of yours that are getting divorced, or whether it is, a work situation, usually it's six of one and it's half a dozen of the other. Yeah, nobody is perfect in this scenario, but for Israel to be taking the brunt of the blame strikes me as wildly unbiased and really way over the top. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-620-61320, and then they circulated an email about moi, your goddess, yesterday, a not-so-popular, oh no, that's why you have to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day that we're here. Local talk radio host who purports to be on the left, a woman whom we have neither met nor spoken with, falsely stated on the air that Virginia and I are anti-Semitic. Well, you know, you decide for yourself. While we have been extremely critical of Israel for its shameful and horrific slaughter of civilians and children in Lebanon and Palestine, there was no rational basis for the host calling us anti-Semitic. Well, you have to ask if there's any rational basis for the level of hatred and criticism these two people are espousing. And they've done great work in the peace community on other issues. They're friends of Cindy Sheehan's, and we're supporters of Cindy Sheehan. But on this one, they have gone around the bend. And you have to wonder, what is that really about? Ask yourself, what is that about? 349, I think we have one line open. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And let's go to the phones and to Ed in Sacramento. Ed, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ed.
This is Ed. Enid, I just wanted to say how well you do and how articulate you are on this issue. You've been saying this since last week, and I'd like to summarize a little bit what you said about the Israel taking the brunt and about latent anti-Semitism and apparently well-meaning people who really don't actually know.
Oh, Ed, you're going to have to call us back. I am so sorry. Your phone is breaking up. I thank you for call us back if you can on a better connection. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's see. Let's head over to Janice in Sacramento. Hi, Janice. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We have one line available. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Enid. You are the radio goddess, and I have been bowing down to you for years. I heard Mike Malloy read the that couple's email, and I was astonished. I was.
He read it? He read it on the air?
He read
Mike Malloy did last night?
Maybe it was two nights ago, but I was so angry. I was going to call the station, and I didn't have the number, and I was going to, and I'm going to write a letter saying that Mike Malloy is, I am no longer a fan of his. I'm a total fan of yours.
Why? And what did he, did he make any comments about
it? Yes, he did. He agreed with them. He agreed with them, and I was furious because these people have no idea of historical basis of the history of Israel. They have no idea.
And they misspell it. They misspell it, by the way, in their press releases. But that's, they can't spell it. And they're both attorneys, so that's amazing. But go ahead.
They have no historical concept, not only of the, you know, 2,000-year history of the Jews, but of the fact that during the Ottoman Empire, during the Spanish Inquisition, when the Jews were being tortured and thrown out of all of Europe, they were being encouraged by the Ottoman Empire to populate the empty lands that were at that time Turkish, you know, Turkish lands that were the land of Israel from our ancient, you know, since the Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the month of Av, when the Jews were sent into exile. And it was repopulated, especially the cities of Tiberias and Sfat that are under fire by Hezbollah rockets back in the 1500s. And so, I mean, that is, if you want to look at recent history.
Well, you know, here's what's intriguing to me. Here we are. The left likes to think that, and all the research indicates that if you're conservative, you tend to see things in black and white and not much in shades of gray. That the left is, that if you're progressive or you're liberal or you're on the left, you tend to see things in a more nuanced way. But here I am departing apparently from the left's script.
Agenda.
And I'm telling you, the left, people like, I guess, well, whoever they are, Bud Piercy's or Malloy or whoever they are ready to throw me into Hezbollah's arms, I guess.
They're ready to throw you back in the gas chambers. You, me, all of us, because these people...
They don't have a clue. They absolutely, you have to really have lived it to have a clue.
Those rockets. They want to do the same thing like that man in Seattle did to five of our relatives. You know, not, you know, anyone who's Jewish, it's their relatives. So these people are blatantly anti-Semitic, and they have no place in the Sacramento community.
The Sacramento community was a place where synagogues were firebombed not very long ago, and where in our own neighborhood here, where the station is located, we got some of the filthy, a neighbor brought it in because the several blocks away, several blocks worth had been blanketed with the filthiest anti-Semitic, anti-black, anti-Hispanic screeds that you have ever seen in your life. If you just looked at it, you needed to take a shower. It was so bad. And there is a whole apparently a whole vein of this in the area.
And there is no place in a wonderful city like Sacramento and a country like United States for people to espouse such hatred with no knowledge, no understanding, no tolerance, and they purport themselves to be tolerant, understanding people on the left. I think that's ridiculous. They have no place to put themselves in the group of people who stand up for other people.
Well, I'm amazed that they are so... Their anger. You know, look at anger. There's never a shortage of anger. Anger always can find a hook to put itself on. Their anger at Israel, it strikes me as so extreme. There's not even the pretense of looking at the situation in any kind of a fair way. I think these people on this issue are way over the top. So you can call it whatever you want. You can call it anti-Semitic. You can call it over the top. You can call it nutso. But whatever it is, it's very strange to me.
And I want to leave you with one line, because basically, my relative in Israel wrote, look, if the Arabs put down their arms, there will be peace. But if the Jews put down their arms, more Jews will be killed. And there is no choice. This is defense. That's why it's the Israeli Defense Force.
That's right. And the stronger they are, the more they are reviled. Janice, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. And there was also, we just found a pretty... I thought it was a pretty repulsive cartoon in the News and Review, and I've always liked the News and Review, but it was a, I don't know, it was a pretty anti-Israel, and I think in some ways anti-Semitic, but there was a story that went with it, and I haven't read the story, so in all fairness, I don't know what the story said. But that cartoon is a little bit disturbing, and I'll tell you what, these emails that people like the Piercy's are putting out are really disturbing, because they are very over the top. This is very troubling, and then they can take whatever position they want to take, but then they get mad when you, you know, when you call it, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it must be a duck. It quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. And then when you call them on it, they're ready to revile you up one side and down the other. And guess what? Ma, your goddess is Jewish, so make of it what you will. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. We have one line open. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 72, highs for the next couple of days, 92, 94. We saw 93 today, but we're at about 89 here in the River City. Our traffic, let me tell you, my friend just called me, Steve Justice, and I'll tell you what, he was on 50 about 20, 25 minutes ago. I just got another call, and it is still absolutely stopped. So if you can get off on the Watt Avenue exit or Auburn, take another way to get back up on I-80 or whatever way you're going, because it is just, well, just don't get on 50 today. And 5 as well, going southbound on through to Stockton, it is just backed up really bad. We've got 3 collisions there. And on Florin Road, let's see, it looks like, yeah, southbound I-5 just forced the Florin Road. There's a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Lisa West for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you paying too much for your prescription drugs? Maybe you don't have prescription drug insurance, or you missed the government's recent Medicare deadline. What if you could save up to 80% on your prescriptions delivered right to your door? It's possible if you order from Canada through Glenway Pharmacy. Glenway is a Canadian pharmacy authorized to fill prescriptions to U.S. residents. And Glenway has low Canadian prices on over 1,500 drugs, like Fosamax, Plavix, Lipitor, Norvasc, and many more. Over 50,000 customers depend on Glenway for lower drug costs. Just call Glenway Pharmacy toll-free for a free prescription catalog. Call 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. You can save up to 80% on your prescription drugs. Call Glenway Pharmacy, 1-866-865-2211. That's 1-866-865-2211. Call right away, 1-866-865-2211.
Jack and Diane were so innocent, they were just looking for fun. At least they were so innocent, till they went on a run. On a winning streak at Jackson, playing poker in a clutch. We call them divide and conquer, and it fit them so much. Now it's more than a nickname, it's just how they play. In the wee hours of night, till the night turns into day. Rick Hillen and the romance, rediscovering the joy of the time they first met as a girl and a boy. At Jackson Rancheria, we call Jack and Diane Dream Catchers. People who've discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria, are you a dream catcher?
Jackson Rancheria Casino now has no-limit Texas Hold'em tournaments 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, starting at 10 a.m. Get in on the action at Jackson today.
Most of us get too little omega-3s in the foods we eat. I'm Bob Harris for Smart Balance. Chances are you've tried our delicious Smart Balance buttery spread, popcorn, and omega peanut butter. Now we're introducing a great new light mayonnaise. It's Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and natural plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo gives you 500 milligrams of omega-3s per tablespoon and helps offset the dietary cholesterol in eggs and other foods. You don't need all that fat in mayonnaise to make delicious sandwiches and salads. Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise has half the fat and calories and natural plant sterols plus an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise and get omega-3s and natural plant sterols as a healthy bonus. Check it out on smartbalance.com.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, Winco, and Albertsons. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
to Enid now,
328 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation when we have an open line. The lines are full right now. We are talking about, let me just tell you, I am so troubled by the level of anti-Semitism in this area, resulting in, if you recall, just a few years ago, firebombing of synagogues here in Sacramento. And a significant skinhead presence, apparently, in Sacramento. And a tremendous amount of criticism of Israel. I'm not saying Israel doesn't deserve to be criticized. But you know what? There's plenty of criticism to go along. And when you have people from the left and all they can do, they're so blinded by their hatred of Israel. And so much hatred to hang on to a country. Such extreme bias. So unbalanced a view of it. No criticism whatsoever of the premier terrorist group in the world, and that's Hezbollah. Nothing about them. Only about Israel. You've got to wonder to what extent a criticism of Israel marches over the line into anti-Semitism. I'm not saying you can't criticize Israel. Of course you can. But these people are way over the top, I think. And here are the Piercy's. They put out some kind of an email about me. They said I'm a not-so-popular local taco. So that's why you have to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day. But actually, we are doing quite well, quite better than our expectations, and quite better than the competition, rather grandly better than the competition, but that's another story, who reports to be on the left. So I guess you can't be on the left and be in favor of the state of Israel, or let me put it this way. You can't be on the left, I guess, and be against anti-Semitism. Let's head over to Ed in Davis. Hi, Ed. You're live with Enid. Welcome back. You got a better connection now?
Thank you, Enid. Can you hear?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I was just starting very quickly to say I think you've been articulating this problem great since last week, very well. And I'd like to summarize what you're saying by saying that these people that you're describing have a double standard. There is a lot of injustice around the world, but it never stimulates or provokes the kind of rage that their criticism of Israel does. And that's the anti-Semitism that is latent, that they're unaware of. They have a double standard. They've exaggerated anger at anything Israel does. And then I think the issue of the left, that's been a huge problem for years, the left and its anti-Israel approach. And part of that, I think, is that the left is always for the underdog. And so they see the underdog as the Arabs, the dispossessed Palestinians. And they naturally go with that group.
And there's also something about it. There's something also, Ed, about that it's somehow more hip to be anti-Israel. That it's somehow anti-mainstream to. And I never really took a position. I was never a Zionist. I really never took a great position one way or the other. I just sort of watched it unroll peripherally. It wasn't something that directly affected my life. But as I look into it more and more, I am dismayed and I'm deeply troubled by the level of what of that is so extreme that it can only be called anti-Semitism. I don't care what people, how they want to rationalize it to themselves.
Anti-Zionism or anti-Israel is a wonderful veil for anti-Semitism for these people.
I agree with you, and I thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, Anita.
You're welcome. 349-1320 opens up one line, 866-626-1320. Darren calling from Fairfield. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Enid.
Welcome.
Hi, I have a question. Who did you blame for the civilian deaths in Fallujah, and who do you blame for the civilian deaths?
I'm not blaming. Well, tell me what your point is. I don't want to play 20 questions. What's your point, Darren?
Well, I just kind of see that the United States, the way they leveled Fallujah is kind of similar to the way that Israel is doing to Lebanese. So I see inconsistency.
Well, they're not equivalent situations. Iraq did nothing to us. Israel is constantly under siege from its enemies. It's the size of a long driveway, that little country, and it is surrounded by enemies who are forever picking fights with it. And so I can't. These are not equivalent situations. 349-1320. Steve in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hi, Enid. This is the first time I've called you. I'm actually what Mike Malloy calls a lurker. so I'm a conservative Christian Republican. But I wanted to...
Why does he call you a lurker?
Well,
where are you lurking about?
I guess because we sort of stay in the background. I don't know.
Okay.
But in any event, I wanted to commend you on your... I tend not to agree with most of what you say, but on this particular issue, I really respect your viewpoint. It seems very fair, very honest, and straightforward that the you know, that the hatred towards the state of Israel is just is out of control, and it seems to me that hatred in all aspects of, you know, from the political fighting back and forth to the national you know, and international dealings, hatred seems to be the popular and it's so easy.
It's easy. It's better. It's easier than country club anti-Semitism. You can sound so politically correct. You are so feeling like you're on the side of the angels. And I want to just tell you, it is extremely troubling to hear this level of hatred. It's certainly very fair to criticize Israel. Israel has done a lot of things that I would never have recommended that it do. It has done a lot of things that are wrong. But it has also done a lot of things that are right. And to only criticize and demonize Israel and to have nothing whatever to say, nothing negative, whatever, to say about the premier terrorist group in the universe, and that would be Hezbollah or even Hamas, is to me way over the top. Steve, I thank you very much for coming out of the shadows and no longer lurking.
I appreciate that, and I do respect you, and I find you more reasonable than most on Air America, and I do enjoy listening to you.
Thanks very much, but I think Air America is going to send me packing to somewhere, Tel Aviv, I suppose, because I'm not following the party line.
Well, you're doing great, Enid. Take care and God bless.
Thanks a lot. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dan, in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say... to let you know that there's a favorable article about you at SAC911Truth.com.
SAC911, what is that? It's a website?
Yeah, it's a website, SAC911Truth.com.
SAC911Truth.com. Okay, whose website is that?
That's my website.
No, that's your website. Oh, thank you, Dan. You wrote a nice thing about me? You're apparently in the minority, but I think you, the Piercies and their extreme leftists and their extremely hateful attitude toward Israel have abandoned me, but I thank you very much, and I'll go look at it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Larry, thanks so much for hanging on so long from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, hi, Enid. I've listened to you for probably 3 weeks now, and I agree with almost every single thing you say, and I can't understand. I mean, I can't figure out where you're getting the news media being against the Jews themselves.
Well, we're talking specifically about a very activist couple in town who have been friends of Cindy Sheehan's and, you know, supported all the things that we support, but they are putting out the most virulent anti-Israel. Let me just see if I can find the... Israel is, they're putting together demonstrations, that seek to defend the people of Palestine and Lebanon against the atrocious criminal acts that the terrorist state of Israel has inflicted on the people of these two regions. You know, never a word about Hamas, never a word about Hezbollah, and they keep pounding it, their anger, their hatred, way over the top. And you gotta ask yourself, where does criticism end and anti-Semitism begin? And that's my question.
Okay, where can I find that?
It's an email that they sent out, so I don't know where you can find it, but you know, they aren't alone. And they are really coming under a lot of criticism because I think their extreme behavior is making a lot of pretty ordinary leftists pretty uncomfortable. I thank you for the call, Larry. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have one line open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. I'm actually a lurker today, too, because you know what? Everyone's calling me and giving me updates on the traffic.
Oh, that's good. So you're looking around traffic without actually being stuck in the middle of it.
I am a lurker, and I'm very happy to be stuck right here. I don't feel stuck anymore.
So you're a traffic voyeur.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. Connoisseur, after you hear my report.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure. He's found I-80 just west of Douglas Boulevard. That is in Auburn. We do have a pedestrian. Have been
and kit. We've got emergency vehicles and ambulance on the way, so if you can stay clear of that. 50 going over top of the mountain, starting actually at Cap City Freeway on just, you might as well just get off and take another way. If you can go to Bradshaw Road, Watt Avenue, or Auburn, best to do so. It's absolutely stop traffic. Also, southbound I-5 and southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. Back with more Enid. I'm Lisa West for AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Small business owners understand what it's like, how far you will go to show a customer just how much you value their business. At AT&T, we want to show that commitment to you. Get AT&T unlimited local calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, which is a single mailbox that integrates emails and faxes with messages from your office and cell phones, all for less than $95 a month. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential business services. And we're so confident we can provide the communication services your business needs, we'll send you a $50 gift card if we can't. AT&T is the only provider you'll ever need, and we'll do whatever it takes to show you. Call 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Must mention this ad and call by 9:30:06. Requires one-year term. Taxes, other charges, and FUSF cost recovery fee extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
He's touched your soul.
Can't leave your head on.
It's one amazing evening live.
I'm telling my heart.
With musical icon Joe Cocker. Friday, September 1st at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall in Reno. Joe Cocker. Over three decades of hits. All in one night. Tickets are on sale now.
I want to get loud with my friends.
At Ticketmaster.com or SilverLegacy.com or call Silver Legacy Resort Casino at 1-800-MUST-SEE. Joe Cocker.
We're one, but we're not the same.
Friday, September 1st at Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall. Tickets are on sale now at Silver Legacy Resort Casino.
This is another AM 1320 Action Calendar. For Democrats in Nevada County, you'll have the opportunity to meet and talk with our own Enid Goldstein and 4th Congressional District candidate Charlie Brown at the Nevada County Democrats Picnic on Saturday, August 19th at Condon Park in Grass Valley. Both Enid and Charlie will be speaking at the event, which will be held from 1 to 4 p.m. You'll also be able to enjoy tasty barbecue catered by Posh Nosh, musical guest Peter Wilson, great door prizes, and a raffle. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 the day of the event. Condon Park is located at Mini Street and Butler Road in Grass Valley. That's the Nevada County Democrats Picnic featuring Enid and Charlie Brown on Saturday, August 19th. For more information, please call 530-477-1804. That's 530-477-1804. Or go to NevadaCountyDemocrats.com for more information.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.342 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're getting calls left and right. We have a couple of lines open now, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're getting calls left and right saying, I shouldn't take this position. I will divide Democrats. What do you think? If you're just joining us, we have people on the left, people like the Pierceys, who have only the most vicious and virulent things to say about Israel, nothing whatever to say about Hezbollah and Hamas. And you have got to ask yourself why so much of their hatred is focused on Israel, why Israel becomes demonized, why there's so much extreme bias from people on the left, how unbalanced the criticism is. There's plenty to go around for everybody, and how over the top and venomous the criticism is. And then you've got to ask yourself, at what point does legitimate criticism veer into the darker territories of anti-Semitism, socially sanctioned anti-Semitism, because the left can wrap itself in the rationalization of there for the underdog. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. I mean, you know when the criticism is fair, and you know, it's sort of like obscenity. You kind of know it when you see it. You know when it veers into that dark and hideous and vicious territory. And to me, that is where this criticism has veered. 349-1320, Amir in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, love your show.
Thank you, Amir.
Can I say I called like 2-3 weeks ago and I disagreed with you, but then I have to say I apologize because I was wrong and more of us should come and say that we was wrong. I thought
what were you disagreeing with me about? What
well,
did you say?
I thought that Israel was gonna occupy I thought they just wanted the land, and I thought that they was just going into Lebanon to get the land. So I was wrong, and actually Israel turned out to be, not like, you know, people are saying. And so I think that I have to give my sincere apologies because I was wrong.
Oh, well, Amir, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Israel's not going in for anybody's land. They just want to protect their own land, and they want to keep as much as they need to protect themselves. And they typically give back the land that they win in military skirmishes, military wars.
Can I say one thing?
And it still buys them no points whatsoever. They get no points for it. Yeah? What?
Yeah, I want to say, I wish we had some strong black leaders like you. You know, we need some people who will stand strong. You know, we don't really have none. And I appreciate the way that you stand up for some people.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your comments very much, Amir, and I hope you'll call us again. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ryan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing? I usually don't call into shows like this just because this topic for me personally, it kind of comes a little too close to home, being the fact that I am Palestinian and lived in the West Bank for several years in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to comment about your comments as far as saying that lately the anti-criticism or the criticism of Israel is becoming a little anti-Semitic, which to me is completely preposterous, just for the fact that when we criticize other countries, when we criticize Iran or China, we don't start saying that we're anti-Chinese or anti-Iranian or anti-Arab or anti-Muslim. We're just criticizing the government's policies. People hate America, and nobody says we're anti-Christian, we're anti-American government or their policies. Nothing about their religion or race. So that is the first thing. The second thing, as far as Israel is historically known to give back land nearing after military skirmishes, could not be further from the truth. Living in an occupied territory,
it has given back. It always gives back the land.
Okay.
That's its history, Ryan.
Lived in the West Bank. Do you know what the West Bank is like? Do you know what it is to have so-called 22% of historic Palestine, and in with...
Yeah, but you could have had your own country, and guess what? You were manipulated by larger Arab forces around you and told you to run away from that land, and we'll get it all back, we'll drive the Jews into the sea. It didn't happen, and you guys got screwed. You got screwed by your own leaders. So please don't blame Israel for that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Willie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Willie.
Oh, is that me?
It is. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi. This is my first time calling your show.
Welcome.
And what I would say, I would have to say it's quite simple. We're not criticizing.
That's the rational, but that's the rationalization. Are you saying the criticism of Israel is not the same?
People are lumping Israel with Semite, and Semite is a linguistic term. Semite includes anyone who might speak a language which is Semitic, which includes North Africa. And since I am of African descent, I'm not going to be called anti-me.
Yeah, but the word anti-Semitic has come to mean anti-Jewish. I know what you mean. They are all Semites in that region, yes, but it has come to mean anti-Jewish. So talk to me about what your point is on that.
If you say that, you don't actually solve the problem, because there are plenty of people who are Jewish who are very anti-Israel.
There are a lot of sort of anti-Semitic Jews. I mean, that is not a new story, Willie.
It has nothing to do with
You can be anti-Israel. You don't have to be pro-Israel in order not to be anti-Semitic. But there's a place where the criticism is so virulent and so hate-filled and so incognizant of the terrorism that inspires Israel to do what it does, that you can only think that this is veered into the territory of anti-Semitism.
Okay, I'm of the opinion that you can be very, very, very anti-Israel and not be anti-Jewish.
Well, I'm glad you're of that opinion, and I hope you're able to walk that line. And I'm not saying you can't walk that line, but there are a lot of people who've walked way over that line. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Stu in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm good, Stu.
Yeah, it would be very, very hard for a lot of people who just are not Jewish to understand that you've been through your entire life following this saga over there before this, and you've seen the double dealing that many of these groups do to their own people, to realize that they're not going to be dealing appropriately with Israel or ever coming to any kind of peace.
They can't, because they lose their base if they do. And Yasser Arafat wasn't going to, you know, that man died with billions of dollars in Swiss bank. That he was so corrupt, he diverted so much money. It was said that his wife was getting an allowance in Paris of $100,000 a month.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
A man of the people, there he was.
But we, you know, I would just urge you to cool down a little bit. It's going to be very hard to change the opinion of very many in this town who don't understand, you know, what we've lived our entire life as Jews. I understand, and I feel strongly that Israel, if they're using white phosphorus, as I've heard, that's a grossly injustice. That's a gross injustice, and they should not be doing that. I hope they've reevaluated.
But let me ask you, Stu, isn't there enough criticism to go around on all sides? Why only Israel? What about Hezbollah and those high-powered rockets that they've got, and which they deliberately target civilian areas? We don't hear any criticism of Hezbollah, but only the criticism from the left is reserved solely for Israel. And that's where I think it's wholly unfair.
There's a media manipulation heading in that direction, unfortunately.
Well, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you, Enid. I'm so glad you remembered my name after all those people.
I almost said Lauren. I was combining the two of you, and
you know
that was not right.
You can combine the two of us at all times, okay?
Okay.
So, Lauren, what is the temperature today?
About 89.
Yes, that's exactly right. Lows tonight, 69. For the next couple of days, 92 or 93. Now, our traffic, 50 people. Don't even get on 50, okay? If you can get anywhere else, because there are several ways you can get around, at least if you're going to Cameron Park or on that way, take Watt Avenue, just dive past down by Folsom Avenue or Folsom Auburn. You can take that as well. And find too. Now, 99 southbound is looking pretty good, so I would try to at least take that. Right there by Fruit Ridge Road, we have a disabled vehicle that's doing about 55, 60 miles per hour. I'm Lisa West, back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Morning Retort, Scott and Sam.
Dave Jones, Assemblyman here in Sacramento, on the line with us, talking, oddly enough, about the arena.
Is there anything that we can do prior to this coming November?
To oppose this thing, they can call 880-1233, which is the phone number for Sacramento Against Arena Tax. We also have a website, stoparenatax.org, and that's the way folks can get involved, too.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Coming to Mattress Discounters today during their Pillow Top sale, and you can get a Simmons Pillow Top for only $588. You'll also find other select Simmons and Sealy Pillow Tops on sale. Plus, sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters. Have a good night's sleep for less.
I'd like to start this commercial off by saying, we're not interested in painting pleasing images in your head just to convince you how comfortable you'll be in a spacious new condominium home at Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. We're not hypnotists. In fact, try not to picture yourself suiting up in your most flattering swimwear, walking through the soft grass, and dipping your toes into the warm, sparkling blue pool for the first time. Or how relaxing it'll be blowing off steam and getting into shape at the state-of-the-art air-conditioned fitness center. Don't even think about how sweet the walk back to your place will be. How you can't help but smile at your neighbors because, like them, you know that one-bedroom homes start at just $199,900. Try not to imagine the air smelling fresher, the breeze blowing softer as you drive home from work with a windows down and ease into your own garage. Take your time calling Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove for a tour. Don't picture your condominium home being bought by someone else. Remember not to focus on how much you'll save owning your home. 691-1400. Laguna Oaks in Elk Grove. 691-1400.
Are you paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year for prescription drugs? Now there's a safe, reliable alternative to the high cost of medication. With MedCenter Canada, you can save as much as 50% on the same quality medications you find at your local drugstore. Write down this number, 1-800-604-9119. MedCenter Canada will rush you a free brochure with everything you need to get started, plus a coupon for free shipping on your first order. Call MedCenter Canada now, 1-800-604-9119. Finally, get the medicine you need at a price you can afford. MedCenter Canada will show you how you can save up to 50% on your prescription drugs. Get the same quality brand name or generic medications you find at your local drugstore for less. Just call MedCenter Canada at 1-800-604-9119 and get free shipping on your first order. Call now, 1-800-604-9119. 1-800-604-9119.
Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320 is the sponsor of the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run Walk on September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. Participation is easy. Visit a local area Starbucks this Saturday from 9 to 1, and representatives from benefiting agencies will be there to register you for the walk. Go to SacValleyAIDSRunWalk.org for participating Starbucks locations.
The metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:55 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. We have a line open, 349-1320. Let's go to the phones. Art in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I'm calling in defense of the Pharisees. I went to their demonstration when all the right wingers went out there to try and intimidate them, and I think what they're doing is very provocative. Yes, but I think that's what it takes to get people moving. And
not on the issue of Israel. I think it's hateful. I think it's filled with rationalization so that they can think of themselves as being in favor of the underdog instead of making sounds that sound very close to anti-Semitism. I think people, they have been people who have been supporters of Cindy Sheehan, and we're supporters of Cindy Sheehan. They've been on the right side of a lot of issues, but on this issue, all they are is demonizing of Israel. They don't have one word to say about Hezbollah, Hamas, or any of the provocative Arab terrorists. They have nothing to say. Israel is only the bad guy. Can that be that only one person, one entity is hideous and everybody else is on the side of angels?
No, it's not like that. I think it's hard to get into a topic like this without writing that line in the first place.
Well, there is a line, but when you are so focused and people are telling you, you know what, you've crossed the line, and they don't want to hear it. The more people tell them that they've crossed that line, the more they're determined to have these demonstrations. It's a kind of madness, I think, in a way.
Well, yeah, it's madness, that's for sure. But like I said, I support them, and they're a very astute couple, and the only thing
not on this issue. I don't think they're very astute at all. I think they are acting. I don't know, in a way that can only be described. There's a kind of thuggish aspect to it.
Well, I'm questioning your motivations. Are you Jewish?
You know, Art, did you call to make a point? So
well,
I'm telling you, yes, I am Jewish, and I'm telling you that.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Sure is watching. Hey, go there, and I can't do it.
But President Bush did say publicly that terrorists still have an advantage over efforts to stop them. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Today, British authorities arrested another suspect in the airliner bombing plot, and police raided two internet cafes west of London. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker reports investigators have identified a man who might be a link between this plot and 9/11.
Saeed Bahaji was 9/11 mastermind Mohammed Atta's roommate in Germany, a computer expert and senior al-Qaeda figure. Bahaji disappeared, fleeing to Pakistan days before 9/11. He's never been found. British police and German intelligence believe one of the suspects now in custody was making contact with him.
Now this.
To Office Depot today for incredible deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, two pocket paper portfolios are 10 for a dollar, and one subject wirebound notebooks are just 6 for 60 cents. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credit to your child's school. So hurry into Office Depot for great back to school deals. See store for details. While supplies last, quantities limited.
Come into your local Goodyear retailer for the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale. Plus, get up to a $40 cash card with a purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. And ask how you can double your cash card value up to $80 on qualifying purchases. Our lineup is stacked from top to bottom with Goodyear's most valuable products, like the award-winning Assurance and Forterra tires featuring triple tread technology. Hurry, because both the Goodyear MVP Tire Sale and cash card offers end August 26th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for the complete details and the retailer near you. Certain restrictions apply.
Bad news for many homeowners who suffered flood damage from Hurricane Katrina. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive reports on a court ruling today.
This the first verdict among hundreds of lawsuits filed against insurance companies. A federal judge in Gulfport, Mississippi ruled the policy as written is clear, as that state's deputy insurance commissioner Lee Harrell told CBS News.
Water surge is still not covered. That's specifically covered by the National Flood Insurance Program.
You have to have bought that federal coverage for water damage. The couple who sued did get about $1,000 in the judge's ruling for wind damage. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Double-digit jumps in home prices have been replaced by double-digit sales declines in some markets. The National Association of Realtors says sales were off this spring in 28 states, and once hot Sun Belt markets really got burned. In Nevada, where sales dropped more than 23%, Las Vegas realtor Phil Mank feels like the Maytag repairman.
It just slowed down tremendously, no question about it. It has for everyone. While we had this boom in the last 2.5-3 years, we've added maybe 5,000 new real estate agents in Las Vegas itself.
Home buying remains strong in other areas, including Alaska, where sales have nearly doubled. The leaders of Iran and Syria today declared Hezbollah the winner in Lebanon. Syrian President Assad said Israel, and by extension the United States, had been humiliated.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israel is pulling out of Lebanon much more quickly than expected. It plans to hand the first forward positions to UN troops in 48 hours and hopes all Israeli forces will be out of Lebanon in 10 days. 15,000 Lebanese troops are expected to begin deploying in South Lebanon this week under terms of the UN ceasefire resolution.
A UN official says they plan to have up to 3,500 UN peacekeepers in South Lebanon within 2 weeks. The Israeli army says just before the ceasefire took effect, it killed the head of Hezbollah's special forces. A Hezbollah official dismisses the claim as baseless. In Israel's ongoing battle with Palestinians, an airstrike has destroyed a house in the southern Gaza city of Yan Kunis that was allegedly used to store weapons. One person was killed. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
American Health Radio programs can be heard every Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Learn how you can look and feel better by supplementing your diet with natural herbal products. Tune in each Saturday and Sunday morning on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and listen to these informative and enlightening programs to learn how you can join the millions of people who have improved the quality of their lives. Tune in Saturday and Sunday mornings to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI, 1-800-483-4-NBI, or check out the website at nbiauto.com. License number OB97951.
Want the naked truth? You'll get it on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, because it's your right to listen to the left.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after four. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, Hour 2. I am yours from 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can call, and I think we have one line open, 916-349-1320 if you're in the 916 area code, or if you're not, 866-620-61320. Tomorrow, in the 4 o'clock hour, if all goes well, Lawrence Wright will be joining us. He's written a book called The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. It's gotten fantastic reviews. There's a lot of new reporting here. And it reads like fiction, and it's a compelling book that has been reviewed twice now by the New York Times, once on the cover of the Sunday Book Review. So the reviews have been very, very good, and the minute I saw the reviews, I said, we've got to have him on. So that is tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Maybe we'll get some greater picture of terrorism and what happened with 9/11 and what we can do right now. Also, there's some news that I want to add to the conversation, and that is on my website, and I hope it's still there. I haven't looked at the website today. But there is a place there where you can contribute to the Joe Wilson, Valerie Plame Wilson Foundation. They need your help for legal support. And I sent a check in, and I hope you will as well. But former CIA officer Valerie Plame Wilson and her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, announced today that they have engaged the not-profit public interest organization CREW, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and I've had their executive director, Melanie Sloan, on many, many times, as successor counsel. And Joseph Kotchet and Frank Pitre with the law firm of Kotchet Pitre, Simon & McCarthy, as trial counsel in their case against Vice President Dick Cheney, his former chief of staff, Scooter Libby, top presidential advisor, Carol Rove, and other unnamed and current former administration officials. Erwin Chemerinsky, professor at Duke School of Law, will continue to serve in the case as co-counsel, which is good because he's always quoted, and he's a big deal. The Wilsons have filed a sweeping federal civil lawsuit against the defendants for their involvement in intentionally exposing Valerie Wilson's classified CIA status to reporters in order to punish and seek revenge against Joe Wilson for publicly disputing statements made by President Bush about Iraq trying to get by yellow cake in Niger. Remember that? During the next phase of the litigation, the Wilsons will work closely with their new legal counsel in their efforts to uncover the truth surrounding the leak. What's great about this suit is that it would, if it goes forward, it will compel discovery. So the things that we haven't heard about Dick Cheney or Carl Rove or people like that, it's very possible that we will be able to get more information. What we have been talking about here, there's a peace activist couple named the Piercys in town. They've done a lot of good work on the left, and they're friends with Cindy Sheehan's and all that other good stuff. But when it comes to Israel, they are virulent, and then they are vicious, and they are so over the top. And they see there's never a mention of Hezbollah or Hamas and if you're looking at the situation, you can't help but see there's plenty of blame to go around for everybody, but you would never hear it from these people. And so they have been demonizing Israel, and you've got to ask, where does legitimate criticism end and where does anti-Semitism begin? The right is filled with a lot of racism, but they don't even know that they are. And I think the left might be filled with its biases, with anti-Semitism too, without realizing it. And maybe the rationalization is that you blame the country, but you're not blaming the religion. Maybe that's the way you divide it in your mind. But they're so busy demonizing Israel, and not a word about Hezbollah, not a word about Hamas. And now they're demonizing me for pointing out that they are demonizing Israel. So you may want to comment about that. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. They called me your not very popular talk host. Oh, Bonnie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Enid. Well, I wanted to give you a little history on the Sacramento Peace Movement and the Piercys, because I'm Jewish and I've been a member of the peace movement, and I support Israel, but I don't support everything it does. And I noticed even before this war started, or this latest incursion, and you know, I'm aware of a lot of incursions. I've had family live in Israel when there have been suicide bombers outside their house, and when I've lost friends. And in any case, but I've been involved with the peace movement, and we were all pro, you know, anti-Bush. It was anti-Bush.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, by the way. We have tons of callers. So tell me quick.
Okay, what the thing is that the Piercys, all of a sudden, and this is even before we went in there, as from the impeachment forum on, they went anti-APAC, anti-Israel. And at that time, I even wrote to them, I said, we were a peace movement. Why are we anti? Why aren't we pro-peace in the Middle East? Why aren't we for peace in Palestine and Israel? Why aren't we for Darfur? Why aren't we for genocide elsewhere in the world?
Well, you know, first of all, I think you're making a good point. And what was the answer?
No answer.
Well, here's the thing. You're certainly free to criticize Israel all you want. We can all disagree. You might think they're hideous and Hezbollah is wonderful, and that's fine. This is America, and you're free to do it. But their anger is so great, and it's so over the top that you have to wonder what, you know, there's never any shortage of hooks to hang your anger onto. But it is so that obviously other people are troubled because they have been getting response, which they are addressing in this email that they're putting out. So people are telling them, you know, lay off of that, just concentrate on the peace movement stuff. And it only makes them want to be, you know, redouble their efforts and demonize Israel even more.
But the level
of anger is what is so troubling here.
Google these people. They like attention.
Oh, well, that's so well.
That's it. So we're giving them attention. Let's get back to the real things that are happening in the world. Let's get back to getting out of Iraq. Let's get back to getting Bill Durston elected to Congress.
But you know what? But here's the other thing, Bonnie. They may thrive in the world of attention, but they are not by themselves. And there is a whole leftist kind of a mentality where even the Washington Post, I think on a story that I referenced, one of you sent me, in the first five or six paragraphs, it was Israel was being demonized because it was shooting a hospital. And then in the sixth or seventh paragraph, it said, oh, yeah, and the hospital was housing all these rockets and missiles that Hezbollah had stowed there. So, I mean, you don't really, even in the mainstream media, has been, I think, not always balanced on this story.
Well, the mainstream media is the last place to go if you want to get the facts.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320, but I don't agree. Janester in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. Really quick. You know how you tell everybody to tell three people a day
to tell someone about 1320 and mm-hmm. pay attention. Well, I went one step further. I went and bought a bunch of little AM, FM radios. They were like $6, and I turned into 1320, and I've been passing them out.
Where are you finding them? Because I want to buy some little ones that are not earpluggy ones. Just the old kind. You know, Sony used to make a wonderful little. Where do you find these?
Radio Shack and McFrugal's, but you can forget it in the South area. I bought
You bought them all off?
I bought the last ones in the Radio Shack. But, you know, I'll try to pick up some more and drop them off because I have about 10 in my car, but I'm going to be dropping them off with some coworkers.
I'll pay you. I'm happy to write you a check for it.
No. This is my donation to the cause.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Radios for people who think that radios, I guess, are kind of sort of obsolete. Howard and Davis, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. I wanted to comment on the origin of the word anti-Semite because it seems people are desperately trying to muddle the definition in order to make a political point. May I go ahead?
Sure.
Okay. The word started with a book entitled The Triumph of Semitism Over Germanism, which was a really racist screed written in the late 1800s in Germany. And the idea was to define anti-Semite as someone who opposed Jews as a race rather than as a religious or a religious group. It was written by a man, I think his name was Werner. The guy himself was half Jewish and came from a dysfunctional family where he hated the Jewish side of the family. Eventually, this guy went insane. But the book created the whole idea of Jews as a race as opposed to a religious group and was the basis for a lot of Hitler's thinking. And the word anti-Semite was designed strictly to mean hatred of Jews as a race as opposed to a religious group. And the word itself was defined as hatred of Jews as a race straight through the 1970s when people started muddling the definition in order to try and make political points. In other words, Arabs started saying, well, I can't be anti-Semitic because I'm a Semitic person. And other people started muddling it, trying to screw up the definition. It used to be that the idea is anti-Arab was a racist term and defined Arabs as a race as opposed to anti-Islamic, which means you hated people for their religious beliefs, just like anti-Jewish meant hating people for their religious beliefs as opposed to anti-Semitic, which was a racial term. And anti-Semitism is a virulent form of racism that was developed by this guy Werner and was then taken over by Hitler and his group.
Okay.
So people who try to say, I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm Arab, or I'm not anti-Semitic because I speak Semitic languages, that's ridiculous. Okay, that's just trying to muddle definitions to try and score some political points, and it's absolutely worthless.
Okay, so if you hate Jews, what do you call them?
Well, if you hate them for a religious basis, then you're anti-Jewish. If you hate them for racial reasons, you're anti-Semitic. And the idea of anti-Zionism was just a political excuse for hating Jews. I don't hate them for race.
I think these are definitions that are so fine that I think they're going to get lost in the general conversation, Howard. But I appreciate you trying to make the distinctions. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Charles in Vacaville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Charles. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to comment a little bit on the Jewish thing. I have some very good friends that are Jews. As a matter of fact, I'm Jewish myself, and I appall what Israel does. I just can't understand it. I appall what the Jews are doing. They go over, somebody attacks them, just a short attack, grabs two soldiers, which are expendable, as we just saw in this last war, and they make a big lotsdah about that, and they go invade some country. Well, you know, everybody has a right in this country to believe in what they believe. And I think everybody should believe in what they believe. I have very many...
Yeah, but what about Hezbollah terrorizing Israel? And what about their enemies that only want them dead, that they are dedicated to the proposition of exterminating Jews? And,
well,
Charles, I don't actually think you're Jewish. You have just invoked that mantle for this conversation, but go ahead.
Hey, let me talk. It's my nickel. the Jews are dedicated in preserving Israel, and I don't blame them. They can have Israel, as far as I'm concerned. That's a fine thing, and I'm Jewish. Okay, now let me.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are Jewish, Charles. But
hey, you know you're covering it up. You're trying to make out like you're.
So tell me what your point is. Your point is that you think Israel is a bad guy, Hezbollah is the good guy. Is that your point?
The weapons should be taken away from
Hezbollah had no horse in this race.
Coward, you're a liar.
Oh, please. You know, Charles, Charles better get back on his meds. Charles just wants to call people names. He calls up, he concocts a story, the oldest cliche in the book, oh, some of my best friends are Jews, and by the way, I'm Jewish too. It just occurred to me that this had happened. 349-1320, 866-620-61320, and so you can see, but the point of the conversation is, you want to ask yourself, where does, and especially, there's a lot of it is coming from the left, but it's coming from other places too. In Sacramento, I think there's no shortage probably of anti-Semitism and those synagogue bombings. I don't know. I hope that was an aberrant act, but I don't know if that's true here, because I have always understood that there were issues in Sacramento, and I hope I'm wrong about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and so an event like a flare-up in the Middle East, of which there is no shortage, that will get things rolling. And people from the left who want to think that they are anti-Israel but not anti-Semitic go around rationalizing their beliefs. When the anger is so immense, I mean, you've got to ask, when people are way too angry, when they're way too angry about something, you've got to ask yourself what's really going on there. Andrew in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Andrew.
Oh, hi. I'm just calling to let you know that the reason why I think a lot of people criticize Israel is because they get billions of dollars every year from our government, and it's our tax dollars, and I think it's, you know, pretty disingenuous of you to automatically accuse people of being anti-Semitic just because...
Not disingenuous of me. I think that I see a lot of it, and I think it gets couched in some of the arguments that you're making, actually. Don't we also help to support the Palestinians? We do that as well. We send them money.
Here's my philosophy then.
But don't we do that? Don't we, Andrew? Don't we send money to the Palestinians as well?
It's completely lopsided, and that's beside the point. My issue is, don't give any of them any money. You need to fight it out amongst yourselves, because you've proven time and time again that regardless of how much money or military or economic aid, you tend to just use it for war and war. So based on your history, nothing good is going to come out of it. So fight your own fight. Stop using my money and stop calling me an anti-Semite because I'm criticizing how my tax dollars are spent.
Yeah, but you're only criticizing Israel. Are you criticizing the other side too?
Everybody, don't give Palestinians the money, all of them. To heck with all of you. You're a bunch of losers.
We're
a bunch of losers. You've proved it. Thank you very much.
Well, and thank you so much for listening to this program. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Much, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69 here at Sacramento's Love Channel. On tomorrow and the next couple of days, 92, 93. Well, I believe that we're going to see cooler weather on through the weekend, but coming up on Monday or Tuesday, 95, 96 back again. Now, our traffic from the left, we do have, it's just backed up on 50. It's moved a little bit. A gentleman called me, you know, there by the octopus that gets back up on 50 from Cap City Freeway. He called me back again, and he was about a mile and a half from where he was at the beginning of Enid's show. All right, and that was at 3 o'clock. So if you can take off from 50, that might be a good idea. Madison Avenue at Sunrise Boulevard, we do have a traffic hazard. Looks like two vehicles on the right-hand side of the road. Arden Way, just west of Watt Avenue. Three cars got into it there in North Sac. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. The only channel left.
Everyone loves a party, but when it's a house party to elect Phil Angelides as the next governor of California, then you've got to be there.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the Truman Club, the Stonewall Democrats, and other loyal Dems invite you to the Take Back California House Party, Wednesday, August 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Midtown Sacramento.
This is Phil Angelides, and it's time to take back California. See you at the House Party.
That's our next governor, and he wants to see you there to help celebrate his campaign for governor. You can be a sponsor or purchase individual tickets for $75, $30 for students and seniors. Do your part for the Democratic Party and Phil Angelides by attending the Take Back California House Party with Phil on Wednesday, August 23rd. For more information or to RSVP, call 916-448-2881. That's 916-448-2881.
I'm Phil Angelides, and I approve of this House Party.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble with just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:26 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation. We have a couple of lines open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com. One of the things I want to say about the left, and I am a card-carrying member, I think, is that it can be sanctimonious and, in a way, kind of fascist. If you don't toe the line, that's it. I mean, they get as furious as the right does. Isn't that interesting? Let's head over to Britt in Sacramento. Britt, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, hi. I'm driving here, and I know I should pull over, but I'm on a car phone, so forgive me for that. But what I'm listening to is very hard to take as a Sacramentite here, and I'm new to Sacramento. I'm here from Los Angeles, but listening to these calls, when you...
Well, I think, first of all, you're not a Sacramentite. You're a Sacramentan, but that's...
Okay, I'm a Sacramentan.
I think that's what you are.
But listening to you present the other side of a logical argument and then just hearing the vitriol that's thrown at you is just completely hard to take. I wish that they could just listen to themselves and take it, like that one gentleman said, well, we need to have a cool head and listen. He should listen to himself. I mean, this is very hard to take.
What does it tell you?
Well, it tells me it's... that it seems to be very anti-Jewish. Anti-Jew. I mean, that's what it sounds like. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, call a Jew a Jew or a spade, I don't know what you want to say, but I mean, but that's what it seems like, that they're just being anti-Jewish.
Well, and even if there's an honest difference of opinion, the level of anger, the level of vitriol,
right,
the level of dogmatism and wrapped in a kind of sanctimony is just amazing. I really haven't spent that much time thinking about it, but it really seems to be emerging with this issue. And the left is, I think, in some ways as dogmatic as the right.
Well, especially with some of the callers who start out their call by saying that they are left-leaning, they agree with all of the left philosophy, but then when it comes to Israel, oh, my God, it's like, you know, everything is totally wrong. Everything is totally wrong and that they're wrong. Even though they've been our supporters and they've always been in our corner no matter what, which is really neither here nor there when it comes to the logic. Like, we do support countries. We support Indonesia also, and they have a horrible record of
well, we've supported a lot of terrible dictators, as a matter
right.
of fact.
Right, and I don't see, you know,
we're supporting Pakistan right now, which has a pretty mixed record. They help us, but they also have been the some of the chief manufacturers of terrorism with their madrasas, and they have a secret, you know, an intelligence service that is very pro-Al-Qaeda. So you've got a mixed bag with Pakistan.
Right, I don't hear anybody, you know, protesting our tax dollars there.
No, only if it goes to Israel.
I mean, just mention a Jew, and I think it just really brings out what people may be quite ignorant about the situation and about what Jews are and what they aren't. And it's not just, you know, one size fits all, and you can't paint with a broad brush either.
Well, Britt, I thank you very much, and I appreciate the phone call, and hope you like Sacramento after Los Angeles.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. 349-1320, Ray, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Enid. I think you're alienating your base here by just being sort of fanatical. You know, you should calm down like the Jewish gentleman that talked to you before.
What do you mean I'm being fanatical? Explain to me what is being fanatical consist of.
You sound like an angry woman. And the people that call in that support you, you spend like 75% of their talk, and you like.
So tell me what the point is. Wait a minute. You know, all right. So you got your time of criticizing it, but tell me what the point is you want to make about the discussion we're having.
Paranoid.
Hmm? What's the point you want to make of the discussion? You want to make a point about the discussion in Israel, or did you just call up to hurdle names at me? Did you want to make a point about the discussion, the thing that we're talking about here?
No.
You've called up really to tell me how you are angry with me and how I sound so hideous. Don't ask me to describe how you sound, Ray. Are you there?
From Air America, telling you that.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear the beginning of that. What did you say?
You said maybe the people from Air America were going to have you pack your bags.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to have your, Ray, you've got to have your radio down. There's no way that you and I can talk with your radio up like that, because that's why I can't have a conversation with you. You're listening to the delay. So when you have your radio down, you can talk to us again. 349-1320, Jack and Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I just came on here, but I don't ride my bike. But I read The Nation today, and, you know, there's a group of Jewish folks in there that are supporting a peace thing on the you ought to read the current edition of Nation, and you know, they're really kind of taking a different position from where you are, and I don't like to see you taking a lot of flack here, but I just like to say this word proportional. You know, it just seems to me that, you know, if I were an Israeli, I wouldn't want rockets coming into my yard either, but there should have been negotiation earlier, and Israel should not really have destroyed so much of Lebanon. You know, it just puts it in a bad light. And
well, wait, but why are you demonizing Israel? Well, didn't Hezbollah have some part in that? Why is this all Israel's fault? Didn't Hezbollah have some part in this?
No, I'm saying that the two sides should have talked.
But that isn't what you started with. You said it was Israel. You really tipped your hand here, Jack. You said it was Israel, and now you're saying, when I said, look, didn't both, aren't they dancing the dance of death with each other? Didn't Hezbollah start this thing? And now you're saying, oh, well, yeah. But that isn't what you really believe. What you really believe is that it's Israel's fault.
Enid, let's talk. Let's not talk over each other. I really think it was not a proportional response to destroy.
Let me ask you, Jack. Let me ask you a question. Supposing some rocket came into your backyard in Carmichael. Supposing Al Qaeda hit you in your neighborhood where you lived. What would you do? Would you have a proportional response, or would you just start responding?
Well, I'm saying at the I surely ought to respond.
All right. What would you do if this happened in your backyard? Wouldn't you respond?
Absolutely, but I'm saying that there should be negotiations rather than a total destruction.
Well, that would be a nice thing. But you've got a group that is a part of state-supported terrorism. You have a group where you have a weakened Lebanon government. So Hezbollah has a seat at the table. They're being armed by Iran. Even now, Sheikh Nasrallah has come out to say he's not going to disarm. You know, screw you, ceasefire. I'm not disarming. Take me, hold me off to the pokey. I'm not going to disarm. So what do you do?
Well, I don't know, Enid, but how about doing me a favor and reading the current issue of Nation? You probably read it anyway.
I'll be happy to take a look at it, and I'm delighted that you pointed me in that direction, and thanks for doing it. 349-1320, Sam in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to say congratulations for standing your ground and not caving into what you think your listeners want to hear. I support you in that. I also want to say the last caller...
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I think there are people who might feel that way but don't want to alienate their listeners who might be on on Air America Radio. I have a feeling there might be people who might want to take that stand, but they think they might alienate the listeners, and they might not take that stand, therefore.
That's probably true. Al Franken read some very serious hate mail just a few days ago from listeners who...
Did he?
Right, who absolutely agree with him on other issues. However, when it came to Israel and his stance on, that Israel is defending itself and dealing with a terroristic a group that's essentially trying to take Israel off the map. He read some severe hate mail that he received as a result of that perspective. But I want to say the last caller also suggested that the Nation that I subscribe to and am familiar with would give you some education. Now, whether or not Jewish writers or editors are in the Nation and they are pro or against Israel doesn't necessarily mean that they are correct. It just means that they're editors, they're writers, and they have a voice, they have a microphone. So that's my second point. My third point is that there was a caller, two callers ago, who said that you sounded like an angry woman. I think that caller is a little issue with women and misogyny. So that's my third
and,
point.
And he said, and he sounded like he was nearly on life support, but that's another issue entirely.
Yes.
Oh, Sam,
not
that was something.
To turn down his radio is really tells us something.
I thank you very much. Excellent points. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left. From Miss Lisa West, who probably just swallowed a hot tamale. It looks like you did, didn't you?
No.
There are all these hot tamales in the control room.
Well, your last caller, Sam, made me laugh really hard. So it's hard to focus on the weather when you're hearing something like that. Speaking of, though, I will focus on the weather. You do not need to wear a sweater for a while. It's going to be 94, 95, even near 98 by the weekend on Monday and Tuesday. Today, though, we're at 92 here in the River City. And our traffic, it looks like westbound 50 just west of Hazel Avenue. We've got a traffic hazard on the right-hand side. I'll just tell you that westbound 50 all the way out over top of the mountain is just absolutely congested. So if you can at least stay off of that, that would be probably a better idea. Or go ahead and take
Auburn or Fulton Auburn Boulevard. That's a better way. Arden Way at Belt Street, we have a traffic hazard on the right-hand side. And eastbound 50 northbound Watt Avenue, there's a collision there stopping traffic.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
We got students, we got veterans, we got labor, we got small business.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
We've got a coalition for change.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
How important is the women's vote?
Well, 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. That could have made a real difference.
And to think that women in the suffragette movement risked everything in order to attain their right to vote.
Women need to know that they can really change the course of history.
That's why AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel wants everyone to get involved by taking part in the Women's Equality Day Parade on Saturday, August 26th in Sacramento.
The suffrage parade will begin at Southside Park at 8th and T Streets at 9:30 a.m.
The grand parade with marchers and floats will then rally on the west steps of the Capitol at 11 a.m. featuring noted speakers and activists.
This is your opportunity to help commemorate and reaffirm women's right to vote.
Make your plans now for Women's Equality Day on Saturday, August 26th.
You can register or get more info at womenequalitydayparade.com or call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760.
Join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel for the Suffrage Parade Saturday, August 26th.
Trent Patterson, how fast do you need your internet to be? Because we know how you are, Trent. You go all out no matter what you're doing. Well, AT&T has a choice of internet speeds for a reason, from fast to super fast and at a better price than cable. You want to download movies, design websites, that sort of thing? Or do you just want to check emails and share photos? With AT&T Yahoo High-Speed Internet, we've got the fastest internet in town for the price. Like $12.99 a month for the first 12 months when you order online. So that's Trent's world. For everybody who's not Trent, if we can deliver to a speed demon like him, then we have a solution for you, too. If you switch right now from your old cable company to the new AT&T, you can get 3 months free. Visit att.com for all the details. You just know Trent's going to get that super fast speed, don't you? The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Price comparison against major broadband competitors. For new customers only, 12-month term. 3 months free bill credit applies after third month and excludes taxes and any premium charges. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit att.com/offer details. Not available in all areas.
Downtown Reno presents One Outrageous Night, live with George Lopez.
Won't go to the doctor. Know nothing about your medical family history.
It's a night of laughs featuring funny man George Lopez.
You go to the doctor, was your mama diabetic? Nah, she worked nice.
George Lopez in concert.
You go to emergency. That's why all the Chicanos die in emergency. Clear!
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center.
Clear! And your wife is in the room. Hey, how much are those clears? Wait a minute.
One Outrageous Night, live with George Lopez.
We do all this to our house ourselves. You want to hire a contractor?
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center.
You got somebody from the neighborhood to do it. Somebody that's not working on it.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or downtownreno.com or toll free at 888-288-1833.
I don't have a ladder, but I can get on the house on the brick wall right
now. It's a night filled with the hilarious comedy of George Lopez.
Hey, let me ask you this. While I'm up there, you want me to take the Christmas lights down or no?
Saturday night, September 16th at Reno Event Center. Brought to you by Downtown Reno Presents.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
4:41 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about the left. We've been talking about Israel. If you're extremely anti-Israel, when your anger, everything that you, every fiber of your anger and viciousness uses Israel as the hook, you've got to ask yourself whether you're not over the top and what this is really all about and why Israel gets demonized. I'm not hearing the same demonization of Hezbollah, of Hamas, and believe me, those guys are no angels. I don't get that point. Let's head over to the phones. Jim, on three, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Jim.
Hey, hi. From Sacramento?
Yes. Welcome.
Yep. Okay. My original name is Jamshid. I'm Persian.
Okay.
1979, you know, the regime changed in the Iran and Hezbollah come in the power.
Okay.
So my father was Muslim. My mother from Russia.
Okay.
So my job was that time in the Catholic Church.
Tell me, it's hard. It's kind of hard to hear you, Jim. So tell me what the point is that you would like to make.
The point is, first, I wanted you know me a little bit, but the point is that time Israel gave a couple months ago land back to Arab country. Anyone but okay. Is not I or anyone is against Israel. We are against that bad thing they do.
Jim, I am having a very hard time. I'm really having a hard time understanding you. I'm so sorry. I'm missing your point entirely, but I do thank you for calling. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Steve in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
I believe that Israel has every right to defend themselves, especially when some nut job openly says that they should be driven to the sea and exterminated, as well as here in the United States. So I don't know how the media comes across or comes up with this stuff that it was a one-sided deal and Israel's lobbing too big of bombs and stuff. You know, with the way that the listener base that you have, as everybody listens to this crap every day coming out of all the news media about the bad Israel, and then all of a sudden, here you come and go against the grain, and you say, well, wait a minute, you know what? They do have a right to defend themselves. The people want to exterminate them, you know, and then so your people are just imploding.
It's very interesting to see that the left has as much dogmatism, I suppose, as the right does, although we always thought that we had less of it. But if you veer from the party line, people are getting furious. And I don't think it's on every issue, but for some reason, the issue of Israel is a lightning rod. And so you have people who are completely vitriolic on the subject of Israel, and you've got to ask, anytime anybody's way over the top on anything, you've got to ask what's really going on, because it's way beyond the issue that they say it is.
I believe that too, but I listen to talk radio all across the board, you know, the fat guy in the morning and you in the afternoon and stuff in between. And so I try to, you know, pick between it and try to get a perspective and try to understand what I believe and what I don't. But even with the Lieberman thing, it's something on the left here where when you go against the grain, I mean, you get turned on like a pack of wolves.
I know. It's very interesting. And the Lieberman thing, I'm no Lieberman fan, and I'm glad that he got, ousted. But the left has been, he's raw meat for the left. It's like, you know, he's dead meat in a way. Well, maybe he isn't, because he come back as an independent. We'll see what happens. But the dancing on his grave was amazing to me. You know, you lose, goodbye. That's it. Steve, good point, and I'm glad you made it. Anything else you want to say?
I hope the people can understand that it's not all about party lines, and it's not all about bashing on the current administration, that kind of stuff. It's they got to look away from the media and look what's really going on and see what they believe instead of just being led by their toes, because I mean, they're turning on you like a pack of wolves. And you and I don't agree on anything, but you know, I just don't like to see it. I wish people could open their minds instead of being told what to feel, just to, you know, get the information and then make your own opinion.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Sally in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hello.
Hi, Sally. Welcome.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to comment, not on the political issues, but I started listening to you when you did your little thing about Bush's State of the Union speech, and I was just, I've been impressed that time and later on about how insightful you are. And I, even though, like, sometimes I agree with your point of view and sometimes I don't, for this issue, the problem between Israel and Lebanon, et cetera, I'm getting the feeling that sometimes you're talking over some of the people. And this is just my personal opinion, what I would like to hear, and it would feel better for me, is if you just let people finish, even if they're really off base. If you let them finish and then you counter, to me it would be much more impressive. I just am getting a kind of an antagonistic feeling about the way some of the people are being handled. And I really have respected you, and I hate to see that my feeling for you change.
Oh, no, you're falling out of love with me.
Oh,
Sally. Oh, my goodness. You know. Oh, well, all right. I thank you very much for the call.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm getting etiquette pointers. Jeff in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. Well, I'm a new listener, and I just was spinning the dial, and I found you, and I just wanted to check something out here because I don't. My perspective is I don't have any.
What's going on? You've got to have your radio, Jeff. You really got to have your radio off. Something's going on here.
Oh, it's off. It's definitely off.
Okay. All right. Tell me what your point is.
Well, anyway, I have no dogs in the game. I am not, if that's the right term here, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. I just wanted to say that I think questioning the proportionality of what Israel has done is very legitimate if you look at what they actually accomplished.
You can question it all you want. That's fine.
Yeah, well, it sounded like you were jumping all over.
That isn't the point. The point isn't whether you question it or you don't question it. The point is, at what point does the vitriol become really something beyond a criticism of Israel? That's the point. And I pointed it out about a liberal couple in town who seem to spend all their time lately demonizing Israel, or spend quite a lot of their energy demonizing Israel. And when I pointed that out, that I wondered where the line was between a legitimate criticism and anti-Semitism, then they started demonizing me. So that's where we have left the discussion. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our traffic is looking pretty grim, I'd like to say. That eastbound 50 just east of North Van Watt Avenue. We have a three-car accident over there. Non-injury, but I'll tell you, eastbound, westbound 50 is just very congested. 5 as well. And it looks like we do have a traffic hazard set. Southbound Fruit Ridge Road and 99. On the right-hand side, a three-car accident. Northbound Cap City Freeway at Cal Expo, a disabled vehicle. On the left-hand side, so that'll be in the fourth lane, it looks like, an eastbound 50. And Bass Lake Road, just north of the eastbound 50, accident, emergency vehicle, 5 cars there, so slow down. Back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm Scott Borington, morning co-host on AM 1320's Morning Retort. More young people are becoming infected with AIDS than ever before. But now you can be part of the solution. Help raise awareness and save lives by joining me and show up for the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk, Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. You can make a difference. To find out more, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
To save money, energy, and the environment, buy energy-efficient light bulbs and install Energy Star qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, flexyourpower.org. And thanks for flexing your power.
News 10 Now, I'm Dale Shornack. More California students scored proficient or better on their STAR test this year. Statewide, 42% of students scored proficient or advanced in English. In mathematics, 40% scored proficient or advanced. 3,000 high-risk registered sex offenders in California may soon be monitored with GPS tracking devices while on parole. That's one of 10 recommendations that a state task force revealed today to improve oversight for the most dangerous convicted sex offenders. Join us tonight for News 10 at 5.
Okay, Rick, we'll make this pretty fast for you. We're cutting Laguna Oaks, a 60-second radio commercial. Builder blowout. Ready when you are.
Motivation?
Anything. Beautiful new condominiums for sale. Laguna Oaks and Elk Grove.
Anything else?
For as low as $205,750.
What?
Yeah, no down payments, no closing costs.
No.
It's all in that paper in front of you. Just read it.
Let's see. One-bedroom homes starting at $205,750. Two-bedroom homes from $244,000. And three-bedrooms starting as low as $261,500. Can we get this confirmed? Is this true?
Of course it's true.
Laguna Oaks.
Right.
Elk Grove.
Elk Grove. Just read the commercial.
Okay. Imagine life in a gated community with a resort atmosphere, your own garage, access to a state-of-the-art fitness center with an inviting pool where you can meet your new neighbors. Don't rent. Buy. Call 691-1400 today for more information. Laguna Oaks, 691-1400. Hey, can I borrow your cell real quick?
Using it right now. Yeah, Laguna Oaks?
A new Left Channel 1320 advertiser in the studio, Josh Daniels, the owner of Green Sacramento, an environmental building and design company at 1837 Fulton in Sacramento. Josh, when you advertise on Left Channel 1320, what client are you reaching out for?
Because we sell environmentally friendly and home healthy materials, our customers tend to be politically progressive and socially responsible. Our goal is not to convince people to buy green, but rather to let people who want to make the right choices know that we're here.
Your first week on the air here, you were the sponsor for the live appearance of the Al Franken Show in Sacramento. Did you get brand new customers coming in from that?
Oh, yeah. Giving away the tickets brought a lot of people into the store for the first time. This allowed them to see what we are selling and get excited about what we are doing.
Would you describe advertising on Left Channel 1320 as a positive experience for you?
Absolutely. It's brought people into the store who've not only been excited about what we're doing, but have been grateful that we've supported AM 1320.
That's Josh Daniels of Green Sacramento, 1837 Fulton, and online at greensacramento.com. An advertiser on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
.453 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And I have to tell you that in many ways this whole conversation is very personal for me. I grew up, as I have said, I think before, I grew up in a very small town where we were the outside. If you were not Protestant, or even Protestant was number one in the town, and Catholic was number two. And if you were Jewish, you were really an outsider. And there were areas in our little town where Jews were not allowed to live. They had restrictive covenants. None of this is legal now, but it was then. There were country clubs that if you were Jewish, it didn't matter that you could afford to join the country club. It didn't matter at all. They were restricted, and they didn't allow Jews in. There were hotels that didn't allow Jews to stay. I mean, all of this would seem so preposterous now. It's not the way we live now. But if you have grown up in that environment and you hear this extreme criticism, I mean, Israel is way far from perfect. But when you hear the demonization only to Israel and nothing about Hezbollah, nothing about Hamas, nothing about the terrorism that prompts Israel to sometimes do the wrong thing, you have got to wonder. And you have got to wonder when the conversation becomes so virulent and the demonization becomes so virulent from the left and from people who are supposedly liberal, enlightened, open-minded. You wonder where the legitimate criticism ends and the anti-Semitism begins, and wrapped always in a mantle of sanctimony, with a little whiff of being fascist there. There's a dogmatism that sort of surprises me, but it should not. Actually, as I think about it, it should not surprise me. But you know, you're welcome to support any side that you like. I'm just pointing something out here, and I'm pointing it out in a town that has had firebombing of synagogues, and not all that long ago. So there is something going on in this town, and just recently, a couple of months ago, one of our neighbors here at the radio station, several blocks very nearby, were blanketed with the filthiest anti-Semitic, anti-black, anti-Hispanic rants that I have ever seen. I mean, it was really disturbing. So that's where I'm coming from here. Dan, in Lodi. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Dan.
Oh, hi, Enid. Quick one. My feeling is I am pro-left, liberal, Air America, whatever you want to call it. Don't care for Bush or his people. And the trouble is that it makes me sick that the people that are supporting Israel on the television and on the news happens to be the right-wing, born-again, Christo-fascists, just like they call the Islamo-fascists. I hate being in bed with them. And I'm sure a tremendous amount of the left is just doing the same thing. They feel that if Bush likes it, they've got to hate it. A lot of them are, I think I called before and told you, a lot of them are self-hating Jewish people. Jews are tremendously liberal, but there's an awful lot of them out there who have gone with the right wing. They've gone with the devil. Take a look at Ben Stein, for example. There's a lot of people that just don't want to support Israel. They feel, I don't know what they feel about it, but I do know I don't want to support George Bush, but the Turks supporting Israel.
I thank you very much for the call, Dan. 349-1320. Bill, in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I tend to agree with what that last caller said. I am liberal, but I will not follow somebody's party line dogmatically 100%. And I am not Jewish, but I've always considered myself pro.
That was Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. What does the foiled airliner bombing plot mean for Americans? President Bush says it means we'll be fighting the war on terrorism for years to come. Today he visited the National Counterterrorism Center in McLean, Virginia.
I will assure the American people that we're doing everything in our power to protect you. And we've got some good assets. And the best asset we have is the people. People represented right here in this building.
The British investigation continues. Another arrest was made today, and CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker reports authorities are still building their case against those detained earlier.
The police must bring charges by tomorrow evening or go before a judge and argue for an extension to continue their questioning. The case is complex, sources say, and wiretap evidence not admissible. What the police don't want to do is bring serious charges and then see their case collapse.
Former President Gerald Ford is at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. A statement from his office says he's been admitted for testing and evaluation, and no further information is expected until early next week. Mr. Ford is 93 years old. In Beirut today, a woman who fled the Israeli airstrikes returned to find her home reduced to rubble. Reportedly, Lebanese troops will start moving south on Thursday, but CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie says many civilians consider them irrelevant.
If you ask people in the south, they will tell you, we don't need them. Hezbollah is defending us. That's all that we need. At the same time, the Lebanese government, which has been severely weakened by this conflict, has to get those troops down there so that Israel completes its withdrawal from Lebanon.
Israel has advanced the timetable for its pullout and UN peacekeepers, and wants UN peacekeepers rushed in as soon as possible. Homeowners who suffered flood damage from Hurricane Katrina might be out of luck. A federal judge in Gulfport, Mississippi, ruled against a Pascagoula couple today, saying their nationwide mutual insurance policy does not cover damage from wind-driven water. Similar lawsuits brought by hundreds of homeowners are pending. Two reporters for the San Francisco Chronicle have been ordered to reveal their sources for stories about steroids in sports. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports.
The ruling by the judge means the two reporters must appear before a federal grand jury, which is investigating the leaks of testimony given before another grand jury. Those leaks include the testimony by San Francisco Giants slugger Barry Bonds, in which Bonds said he never knowingly took performance-enhancing drugs. The two reporters have said they will not testify and are prepared to go to jail.
Mary Winkler, the Tennessee pastor's wife accused of shooting her husband to death in March, has been released from jail on $750,000 bond. She'll stay with friends and work at a dry cleaner's until her trial in October. Stocks had a very good day. The Dow Industrial's up 132 points to 11,230. The NASDAQ up 45. It closed at 2115. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Hi, I'm Sterling Marlin, driver of the number 14 Waste Management Chevrolet.
And I'm Bill Lester, driver of the number 23 Waste Management car.
You know, we're just two drivers of a team of 30,000.
That's because our team at Waste Management has drivers and pit crews all over the country.
So if you're revved up for a new career, call Waste Management at 877-220-JOBS.
Call now and get it in gear.
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green, think Waste Management. Call 877-220-JOBS today.
Modern science might be able to revive an ancient creature, the woolly mammoth. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has the story from London.
The woolly mammoth has been extinct for 27,000 years, but scientists think it may just be possible to create a living being that is half a mammoth, which is, of course, better than none. It's believed millions of well-preserved mammoth carcasses are buried in the Siberian permafrost, and research suggests mammalian sperm can survive being frozen much longer than previously thought. So if frozen sperm can be recovered from the mammoth and injected into eggs, eggs from the modern Asian elephant. Scientists think the two may be capable of inbreeding, but that's a mammoth amount of ifs. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Alligator season opened in Florida today. The state has issued nearly 4,500 permits to hunters, and each permit allows them to bag two gators. It's estimated that up to 2 million of the toothy reptiles call Florida home. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS.
Sacramento's Left Channel AM 1320 is the sponsor of the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run Walk on September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. Participation is easy. Visit a local area Starbucks this Saturday from 9 to 1, and representatives from benefiting agencies will be there to register you for the walk. Go to SacValleyAIDSRunWalk.org for participating Starbucks locations.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
Do they mean I want to take California back to a time when you can work full-time, support your family with dignity, and retire with respect? Hey, I'm back to the future.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Angelides.
Take back California House Party Wednesday, August 23rd.
I guess Schwarzenegger's got to come on now.
Well, we've been having the welcome, Matt. He's busy playing ping pong. You know, too busy for us.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after five. Welcome to hour three of Enid Live. I am yours until seven, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of different things, and I'll bring you up to speed on what we're discussing, but I want to remind you that we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. And the phone number is always toll-free, 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Even when we disagree, you will always have a forum here. We might cuff it out. We might slug each other with nouns and verbs. But these are your airwaves as well. And I want to remind you, tomorrow we're going to be joined by author Lawrence Wright, who has written a book that has gotten fantastic reviews. It's called The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda, and the Road to 9/11. The New York Times has reviewed it not once but twice. And, in fact, it was the cover review of the Sunday book review section in the New York Times, not last Sunday but the Sunday before. And it is apparently it's pretty stunning in what it reveals about terrorism, about 9/11, and so on. So I'm very interested to talk to the author, Lawrence Wright, and that's tomorrow, if all goes well, at 4 o'clock. What we have been talking about is we've been talking about a certain, there are liberals in this city, there are liberal people, liberal couple, for example, whose anger at Israel is so over the top, you have to wonder what it's all about. You have to wonder why the bias is so extreme. No word at all about Hezbollah, no word at all about Hamas, only about Israel. Israel gets demonized, and if you point this out and wonder where is that line between legitimate criticism and anti-Semitism, then they start demonizing you. So when there is an extreme bias, when there's such extreme anger, you have to ask what's motivating that anger and why there's so much hatred. I mean, the thing that everybody gets angry at Israel about, or any other warring entity, or even Al-Qaeda, the anger that fuels people to want to turn themselves, for example, in the case of Al-Qaeda, into martyrs. So when something is over the top, and when the criticism is so venomous and so virulent, and coming from the left, you'd expect maybe that it might be coming from the right. No, it is coming from the left, interestingly enough. And if you veer from the sanctimonious, you get that anger, that virulence, that almost really an anti-Semitism that's wrapped in a kind of sanctimony and a little bit of no extra charge dogmatism. And when you have that happening and you challenge the script, well, people start demonizing you. And that's what I'm finding. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Joe calling from Antioch. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, I'm calling because I'm not easy not to condone or condemn the Israelis in their actions. I do consider myself a liberal. And what I witnessed when I was in Europe the last month, there was a manifestation by the Communist Party, the Spanish Communist Party, and I was under the impression that the manifestation was going to be a March for Peace. And amongst the demonstrators, there was people from that had were wearing peace signs, but there was also people carrying a Palestinian flag, and they were yelling, Intifada, Intifada, and death to Israel, and the Israelis are assassins. And nobody was saying anything about...
Well, the Spanish foreign prime minister, Spanish prime minister, I think, is considered anti... He's been making highly anti-Semitic remarks, and that's been reported.
Yes.
So there's something going on, apparently, there that must be condoned in Spain. I don't know. But when Seymour Hersh, and I recommend everybody to look at the New Yorker, you can download it, there's no charge to do it. Seymour Hersh reporting in the New Yorker, he's a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter, he's the one who exposed me live. They had intercepted Hamas conversations in which Hamas pulled back from any kind of terrorism at, for about a year and realized that because it did, it was losing standing with Palestinians, and so it needed to get back in the terror business again. So how are you going to work this thing out when terror is your bread and butter?
Yeah, I think we're losing the fact that peace is what we need to, you know, liberal or conservative or whatever, peace is what's needed, and nobody wants to face that term. It seems like one side wants to win and the other one wants to
Well,
win.
So how did it make you feel when you saw the Palestinian flags and the shouts for Intifada?
I was upset, and I was a little bit scared because my fiance that was with me, she kind of wanted to get in and ask some of the people, do you realize what you're protesting against or what you're what Intifada means? I said, no, be quiet, stay out of it, let them manifest all they want. You know, they have that freedom. So.
Right, right. Okay, Joe, I thank you very much for the report. 349-1320. David in Citrus Heights. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, David.
Hello, Enid. Thank you for taking such an unpopular position. I thought I was one of the only left people out there, or one of the few, who actually believe that Israel does have a right to exist and does have a right to protect themselves. This this country, this very small country, has lived with a knife at its throat for since 1940s. We're not even going to go back to the beginning of Israel, but. As far as
but what do you make of the left hanging so much anger and hatred on Israel, so much demonization of Israel, to the point where it really sounds anti-Semitic to me? And you've got it going on in Sacramento, a place that just a few years ago, a place where synagogues were firebombed.
It totally confuses me. It throws me off unless they're trying to pander to their base like the extreme right does.
Well, but some of these people are being cautioned, and they're saying, you know, look, this is really too divisive, and the more you tell them that it's too divisive or that they're over the top, the more they're going to step on the gas. So I don't think they do themselves any favor. And if you point it out, which is in my case I have, then I get demonized as a result by these very people.
Exactly, and I'm saying that. I had to turn away from the other station because the demonization of Israel was just getting too much to bear, and I am a regular listener of both these channels.
David, let us encourage you to stay right here at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Actually, I have been slipping over to you in the last months.
David, you have been cheating on me.
Actually, I've been cheating on the other lady.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, Bill in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, hi, Enid. I would never cheat on you.
You wouldn't?
No.
How could we know for sure? We put the cheatometer over your head, and we want to see if it's in the red zone or not.
Listen, Enid, I want to thank you for what you're saying about the left in Israel. The fact that nobody says it.
Everybody's afraid to say it, and I want to say something here. I think that there are hosts on Air America who might feel, as I do, or may feel more strongly than they are saying, that Israel has a right to defend itself, but their left listeners are so anti-Israel, I don't know that they are going to venture forward. I don't know, but one of you called in to say that when Al Franken supported Israel, and I don't know that he did it very strongly or not, I haven't heard, he got a lot of hate mail.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You'd have to tell me.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that there is something, there's a level of anti-Semitism that is in a lot of people across the political spectrum that nobody ever wants to talk about.
They don't want to talk about it in the same way that there's a lot of the right that is racist. I think there's a lot of the left that doesn't realize how racist it can be as well. Because it likes to see itself as open, as liberal, as accepting, as tolerant. And you know, it's the left
it's
that has given us a form...
politically correct that it won't look at itself any deeper than surface level.
Well, that, I was just going to say, and it's interesting that you use that term, the left is so intolerant that it is the group that invented political correctness, which is another way of not telling the truth. It's a way of using euphemism instead of saying exactly what something is.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320, it opens up a line. Phil in Rancho Cordova. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, it's Colin regarding the current conversation. I think some of the criticism that you've gotten has been warranted because you have tended to talk over people and not let them finish, as the one woman called about 10 minutes ago said. I think you can't say that any criticism of Israel is a demonization.
I haven't said that, Phil. I haven't said that any criticism of Israel is a demonization. There's a place, though, where it goes over the top. And what is it? It's sort of like obscenity. Where's the line between what's erotic and what's obscene? You kind of know it when you see it.
What Israel did to Lebanon is obscene. What people are objecting...
Yeah, but what about what Hezbollah did to Israel?
Over me.
What about what Hezbollah did to Israel?
All they have is the Katyusha rockets.
They have a lot of rockets. They have very sophisticated rocketry. And then they fill it with nails, and they fill it with ball bearings to do the maximum damage. And they know where Israel's military installations are, but that's not what they're shooting for. They're shooting for a civilian population. So given that, why is Israel the bad guy, but I hear no criticism from you of Hezbollah?
Because... like throwing the baby out with the bathwater, killing a fly with a sledgehammer. They destroyed most of Lebanon to get at Hezbollah. And then you say, well, Israel has a right to defend themselves.
Yeah, Israel has a right to defend themselves, and I don't hear you saying one thing about Hezbollah starting it, about Hezbollah being provocative. I don't hear you. I hear no criticism here of Hezbollah, only of Israel.
I'm certainly not an Arab sympathizer.
Yeah, but you are a demonizer of Israel. You're not saying anything negative about Hezbollah. And believe me, Hezbollah is no angel. They are the A-plus team of terrorists. And so why is the burden only Israel's?
Talking about the overreaction of Israel, which ended up destroying...
Oh, Israel is the overreactor. Israel is the bad guy. Israel hits a gnat with a howitzer. But I don't hear anything about Hezbollah. I hear nothing about Hamas. I hear nothing about the constant drumbeat of provocation that comes from Israel's enemies. So if you were really going to be fair about it, you would also reference that, and you're not doing it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Tom in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid. It's been a while since I've talked, but this issue really kind of stirs up a lot because I think it's very complicated. I certainly would be more than willing to demonize Hezbollah and point out the horrors that they've inflicted on that region and the people of Israel. It is confusing for me, though, because, you know, I am a supporter of Israel and its right to exist as well as its right to defend itself. What concerns me is kind of watching how Bush and his people play a part in this. And anything I see Bush playing a part in, I worry that there's ulterior motives. And I don't know.
Anything Bush is for, we are all against, typically.
Well, and I mean, I don't want to paint that broad of a stroke. I fight that reaction in my response, but I certainly look for possibilities of ulterior motives because they've shown me every single step of the way so far that usually something they're for is not always in the best interest of humanity and people in general.
I agree with you, but rather than using this administration as a barometer, and typically anything they are for, I am generally against, do the research. The research is so complicated. No. And this is a dance these people have been doing with each other for a long, long time, many, 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 many decades. But to only point the finger at one side and not to point the finger at the other side strikes me as not really a very astute assessment of what's going down. 349-1320, Jeff in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jeff.
You know, you just discussed the point I was going to discuss, that there's an awful lot of people that are simply against Israel because the Bush administration is supporting Israel in their actions. And it's one of those cases where, you know, it's just emotional reaction would substituted for actual looking at factual information and making an informed decision. The reason why Israel was forced to destroy an awful lot of Lebanon was because Hezbollah was so deeply entrenched in that society.
Hezbollah knew.
You know, what other choice do they have if
well,
they get rid of Hezbollah?
I mean, you could have also made a case for doing a surgical strike with better intelligence. They didn't have the intelligence that they need. I mean, there are things that they could have done, I suppose. But you also have to point a finger at Hezbollah here. And you have to say that Hezbollah knew that it was going to throw Lebanon under a bus. Hezbollah has set back Lebanon by a decade. It didn't care. And what did it gain? The only thing it gained was that we realized that Hezbollah is a more formidable opponent. And Israel lost. I mean, you know, this military fighting machine really didn't do the job this time. So I don't know what Hezbollah gained, but if you're going to point the finger at one, I don't see how you can't point the finger at the other. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have lows tonight, 69 or 70. The next couple of days, we're going to see 92, 93, and on by the weekend, 94, 95, and a nicer warmth. And we're at 91 here in the River City, northbound I-5, just north of Seamus Avenue. A disabled vehicle taking on the freeway service, also eastbound I-80 at Antelope Scales. Three-car crash there. Looks like two cars and a truck got into it. Northbound Cab City Freeway at Calex. And we'll probably see a lot of this in the next couple of days and on through the week because of the California State Fair is going on. So just try to slow down when you get over there. Meanwhile, it's on the right-hand side, so stay clear of that. Back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
It's Enid Live at 349-1320. It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. Man, it was a fun day today. U.S. stocks gained with the NASDAQ logging its biggest one-day point gain in more than 3 weeks. As a tame inflation report allayed fears of further interest rate hikes to come and shifted focus away from concerns over slowing economic growth. The Labor Department reported that producer price index rose by just 0.1% in July, below the 0.3% gain expected, and the core PPI, which does take out food and energy prices, fell by 0.3%, marking the first decline since October. Economists had expected the core rate to have risen by 0.2% last month, and that lit a fire under Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew up 131 points to 11,229. The NASDAQ had a stellar day of 46 points to 21.15. On the negative side of the ledger, confidence amongst U.S. home builders plunged to the lowest level in 15 years this month as buyers canceled orders and inventories of unsold dwellings have begun to pile up. Home builders are slashing profit forecasts as high borrowing costs and home prices keep many potential buyers out of the market. Trade groups forecast U.S. home sales will fall for the first time in 6 years this year, contributing to a slowdown in the overall economic growth. A judge in Mississippi ruled in favor of Nationwide Financial Service in the first trial of hundreds of insurance lawsuits over damage by Hurricane Katrina. Nationwide Financial, which is owned by National Financial, claimed most of the damage was caused by water and was thus excluded from their policy. A Mississippi couple claimed about $150,000 in damages was caused by wind-driven storm surge and was covered. The judge's decision after a non-jury trial last month may signal how similar lawsuits against other insurers will be resolved. On that news today, Nationwide jumped 51 cents to $46.73. Look at the bond market. Nice day for them, too. The 10-year note jumped a half a point. This sharply drops the yield to 4.93%. Oil took a bit of a breather, down 48 cents to $73.05 a barrel. And gold is off $6.40 to $632.90 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
Are you paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year for prescription drugs? Now there's a safe, reliable alternative to the high cost of medication. With MedCenter Canada, you can save as much as 50% on the same quality medications you find at your local drugstore. Write down this number, 1-800-604-9119. MedCenter Canada will rush you a free brochure with everything you need to get started, plus a coupon for free shipping on your first order. Call MedCenter Canada now, 1-800-604-9119. Finally, get the medicine you need at a price you can afford. MedCenter Canada will show you how you can save up to 50% on your prescription drugs. Get the same quality brand name or generic medications you find at your local drugstore for less. Just call MedCenter Canada at 1-800-604-9119 and get free shipping on your first order. Call now, 1-800-604-9119. 1-800-604-9119.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking a lot about the Middle East. We're talking about at what point criticism, legitimate criticism, turns into anti-Semitism. We're talking about a kind of dogmatism that the left exhibits wrapped in a kind of sanctimony. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Nasrallah, who runs Hezbollah, has dismissed calls to disarm Hezbollah, which is a key UN demand, saying that it had proved it was the only force capable of defending Lebanon from a future Israeli offensive, and they are not going to disarm. So who knows what's going to happen with this ceasefire. At the same time, here's a woman whose life was saved because she had breast implants, and she's an Israeli woman, and she was hit with shrapnel, but the shrapnel only got as far as the silicone in her chest, and gives new meaning to the term Silicon Valley, I'm sure. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We have a line open, and Paula in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. This is Paula. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I wanted to say that if you're on the Piercy's vitriol list, you're in very good company, because he's gone after other people in the peace movement. Called him communist. He's gone after.
Why are they going after people like this?
Well, I guess if anybody does, he's an egomaniac, and if you don't bow down to whatever his wish is, then you're a bad person.
Well, you know, I think they're fueled with some sense of righteousness, I'm guessing, and they think they're right, and then therefore everybody else is wrong.
Oh, exactly. And God forbid you should say anything, or, you know, stand on his corner without his permission, or, you know, choose a different view, you know.
Well, I don't think they're doing themselves a big favor, and apparently their turnouts are smaller and smaller, because I think they're alienating more and more people. And you've got to ask yourself, at what point does legitimate criticism turn into anti-Semitism, when there's so much extreme bias, when the vitriol is so great, when they don't mention ever anything that Hezbollah or Hamas has done, but Israel is demonized with the worst kind of adjectives you can imagine? You've got to ask yourself, why are they hanging their anger on that particular hook, and what that's all about?
Yeah, well, I wonder if he's just not an egomaniac, or if he's some kind of Judas goat, because he has started to hurt the peace movement in Sacramento, and I wonder what his motives are.
Well, it's a question that none of us can answer. I thank you for asking it, though. 349-1320, Jim in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yeah, hi, Enid. You're in danger of doing what you accuse other people of doing. You're so far on one side that, you know, I think the way most people view this is that both sides are wrong. Anytime you find yourself killing more civilians than you do soldiers, you're a terrorist. And that's what both sides are doing.
Well, that's fine. You can believe that, and maybe you're even right. But what I'm having a problem with is that Israel takes the brunt of it, and Israel's the one that gets demonized, and that's not fair. If both sides are wrong, then both sides are wrong.
All you got to do is watch Fox News or watch any of the mainstream news, and it's just the opposite of what you say.
You're getting your news from Fox?
God help us.
God help us. I mean, Farron, we distort, you decide. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Chris in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi.
Hi, Chris.
I just was curious. Forgive my ignorance, but who is in charge in Israel now? Is it the left or the right?
Well, tell me, are you calling the reference librarian? Tell me the point you want to make, Chris.
The point is that it seems like it's not anti-Israel that's getting the left in an uproar. It's more like everyone on the left wing in America was in favor of certain Israel leaders, and the way they respond to Hezbollah and Hamas and
I'm not getting your point. Tell me what your point is.
The point is, it's not really anti-Israel. It's more like anti-right-wing imperialism that sometimes Israel can be guilty of, just like America, when they have the left-wing government in charge, and when the right-wing is in charge in Israel. I think the left-wing isn't really attacking Israel. It's attacking leaders like
the language, the rhetoric, you may be right, but the language, the rhetoric is very anti-Israeli, using really horrific language, but never a mention of Hezbollah, never mention the provocations, never mention the that's what I am responding to. I'm responding
right
to how one-sided it has become, and
right.
I think that you wonder where that the legitimate criticism veers off into the territory of anti-Semitism. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Andy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, I just think some of these callers are, I just don't think they're really thinking this through. Like the caller you had a few callers back who said, well, that Israel's overreacting and all the Hezbollah has is Katyusha rockets. If there was some splitter group or even part of the Mexican government, duly elected or not, that was down in Tijuana lobbing Katyusha rockets into San Diego, what would be considered overreacting to respond to that?
That's a very good question, isn't it?
You know,
the point I have been making is that Hezbollah or terrorists are to Israel as Al-Qaeda is to us. So when people say, yes, but the Israel lobbed more rockets over, are you counting? When you are besieged, you want to go after the besiegers. That's what you want to do. You want to defend yourself. And you're not counting, well, they lobbed over 4,000, so we can only lob over 4,000. It's preposterous.
Nobody's ever won a war by trying to be, you know, play on equal footing. You win wars with overwhelming force.
There you go. I agree with you, and I thank you for making that point. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Joe in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Edith. How are you?
Joe, I'm fine, and I'm going to spell my name for you. It's Enid, E-N-I-D.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm calling. Recently I saw on the Internet a confrontation between George Galloway, do you remember that gentleman?
Yes.
And a news reporter for, I guess, Sky Mall, the Fox News equivalent in Europe, and he mentioned something I had not known before, but that Israel had occupied, or has been occupying, the southern border of Lebanon for like the past 24 years or so, and has never, you know, completely had Israel removed.
Israel has pretty much left from Lebanon, and it was there was one a small portion that it still remained. So,
yes.
So tell me what your point is.
My question is, there's with so many captured Lebanese by Israel. It seems like the only way to get those captured folks out of Israel is to, you know, kidnap an Israeli and make a swap. And based on that, I just want to get your opinion on Israel.
You know, you got to read it. You've got to read about the history of Israel, and you don't pick it up from the day before yesterday. All the way through, for decades and decades, Israel has wanted to make peace with its neighbors, and its neighbors wanted to run it into the sea. So suddenly you pick it up the day before yesterday, and oh, the only reason, the way to get these prisoners is to kidnap. That's not really what was going on here. It was way more provocative than that. I think those people are probably lucky to be alive. Maybe if the Arabs had captured them, they wouldn't have been imprisoned. We incarcerate 173,000 in the state of California, and nobody, I don't see any kidnapping raids over from Mexico or from Oregon or from Nevada or anything like that going on here. So, you know what, Joe, if they're incarcerated, pretty much they probably, I know there are always mistakes in the criminal justice system, but if they're incarcerated, I'm guessing that there's probably a pretty good reason for it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Lee in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Lee.
Hi, this is Lee from Laguna Beach, California. I was driving up to 5 on... heard your show. By the way, you're a breath of fresh air. Down south, there's quite a bit of argument either way about both what's happening in Israel. But let me tell you something. If we don't take care of these Hezbollah, Israel doesn't take care of these terrorists, these Hezbollahites, or whatever they are, they're going to be knocking on our door with the Al-Qaeda.
Well, I don't know if that's so. I don't know if that's so, but all I know is...
You don't think they're being funded by the same...
They're being funded by Iran is who they're being funded by.
Right.
And you know, what's really disturbing is that there's worldwide... Look at the plot that got busted in London.
Right.
There's the Al-Qaeda. There's what, you know, Osama bin Laden is still dragging around his dialysis machine somewhere in Afghanistan. We don't know where he is. You've got all these, this terrorism. We are a jihad. We are a recruiting magnet for jihadists everywhere for having gone into Iraq. So you got that pot stirred up, and then you got the business with Hezbollah stirred up. So maybe one of these days all those dots are going to connect and it's going to explode.
Exactly. And Israel's surrounded by these people.
That's right. Israel's the size, as I have said repeatedly, the size of a long driveway. And that's and it has accomplished quite a lot in a constant atmosphere of war and with not a lot of resources to begin with. I thank you very much for the call, Lee. Are you just driving through?
Yeah, just driving through. Heard your show on the air and it's...
Well, you know what? We stream live, so when you get down to Laguna Beach, when you get back, 1320leftchannel.com, and I thank you for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Enid, doesn't he deserve a kiss? Isn't that what we do?
When we think about it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's possibly still listening.
Yeah, well, of course he is. I mean, and he probably knew when the new callers get kisses from us.
Ooh.
Yeah, and callers that call me about traffic do, too. Thank you so much. Mwah. Northbound I-5, just south of eastbound 50, we have a traffic hazard. Again, that is stopping the lane. We have three cars that are actually piled up in the middle of the roadway. Emergency vehicles are there and major injuries. Northbound I-5, just south of J Street, three vehicles got into it there in South Sac. And southbound I-5 and eastbound I-80, the pedestrian is blocking traffic, and CHP officers are on scene, so stay clear of that as well. Back with more Enid Live. You can log into 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Do you
dream of having the kind of money to lead a worry-free life? It's possible if you have an edge, a genuine plan to build wealth. And you can do it without earning any more money than you make right now. Listen carefully, because now you can get a free interactive CD that can put you on the road to cutting taxes, slashing interest rates, and building real wealth. Wealth you can call your own. It's called Ideal Wealth Builder. And you can get the starter kit absolutely free by calling 1-877-655-7793. With Ideal Wealth Builder, you don't need to be wealthy to get wealthy. The secret is shrewd cash flow management. Ideal Wealth Builder can help you keep up to 10% more of your gross monthly income guaranteed. And that's just the beginning. So call right now for your free interactive CD with shipping from Ideal Wealth Builder. Call 1-877-655-7793. 1-877-655-7793. That's 1-877-655-7793.
Have you heard the buzz about West Nile virus? Avoid mosquito bites. Protect yourself and your family from the mosquito that spreads the virus. Mosquitoes bite in the early morning and early evening, so stay indoors during these peak hours. When outdoors, wear long sleeves and long pants. Apply insect repellent with DEET, Bacaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus on exposed skin and the outside of your clothing. Mosquito-proof your home by dumping standing water from buckets, flower pots, kid pools, and wheelbarrows. Also, maintain pool equipment and keep window and door screens in good shape. West Nile virus is a threat, especially to people over 50 or those who have diabetes. Most people who get West Nile virus don't feel sick, but it may cause serious illness. So protect yourself and your family from West Nile virus. Fight the bite. For more information, visit scph.com or call 1-800-429-1022. That number again, 1-800-429-1022. Brought to you by Sacramento County Public Health.
I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance. Chances are Smart Balance will be known for more than great buttery spread. Now we have a delicious peanut butter and a remarkable light mayonnaise. We call them Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and Omega Light Mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter is all natural with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. Like our spread, it has no hydrogenated oil and no trans fat. It has no added refined sugar, and you won't have to refrigerate it. So spreadable, it's incredible. We deep roast premium peanuts to give our Omega peanut butter extra flavor. And new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise also gives you an Omega 3 wallop in every tasty dollop. Plus, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol with half the calories of regular mayonnaise. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter and new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise.
Available at Raley's, Safeway, and most other supermarkets. If you can't find it at your local market, be sure to request it.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, late fees, over-limit fees, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. No, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals or a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about getting out of debt, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-888-808-3939. 1-888-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief. 1-888-808-3939.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.542 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. We've been talking a lot on the show today about where that line is between legitimate criticism of Israel and when it goes way over the top. And if you point it out to people on the left, how strongly and with such vitriol that they are demonizing Israel, they start demonizing you. This is very interesting to me. So a lot of you are shooting off emails to Mike Malloy as though as though he were the arbiter here of all that is sacred. And we've been talking about a number of other things as well. And I want to add to the conversation, because if you go to my webpage, there is a place there where you can contribute to the Valerie and Joe Plame Legal Defense Foundation. And I sent a check. And I sent a check. I sent a check because if this lawsuit is allowed to go forward, there's going to be discovery. And we're going to have to know more from Cheney, and we're going to have to know more from Scooter Libby. And guess what? This story is just in. Cheney has lawyered up. He has hired a lawyer to defend him against the Valerie Plame Joseph Wilson civil suit. His lawyer certainly has White House experience. The name is Emmett Flood, and he was a member of former President Bill Clinton's impeachment defense team. Despite that, he appears to be a reliable Republican. A check of campaign donor records shows he has given solely to GOP candidates. Cheney is being sued for unspecified damages by former CIA officer Valerie Plame and her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson, for revealing her identity and her profession. Oh, my goodness, it's starting to get more interesting. Lois in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Lois.
Oh, hi. I'm Lois. I'm from Sacramento, and I just wanted to say that during this last altercation with Lebanon, that I was relieved that Israel fought back. And because I always felt that there were times they sort of take their cues from somebody in the United States who says, you can fight back on this one or not fight back. And I remember the time when they had us sit on their hands when I believe it was Saddam Hussein who was shooting rockets into Israel 12 years ago.
Right.
And Israel was just told to hold your breath and don't fight back. And I never understood that, and I was just glad at this time they were.
But what do you make of all this demonization of Israel, and a lot of it coming from the left?
I find it frustrating. I don't have the anti-Semitism. I am Jewish, and I am glad to be Jewish, and I'm proud of being Jewish. And it frustrates me when there are anti-Semitic Jews. It's like, if you're going to be anti-Semitic, why don't you go convert and do something else? And the demonization is, I know about anti-Semitism around here because I grew up with it. I grew up in the United States, and I know that it's there.
Are you saying that there's a lot of it in Sacramento? Did you grow up in Sacramento?
No, I grew up in Boston, but I've been in Sacramento for 20 years.
Okay, and what's your thought about, what about those the firebombings of those synagogues? We had somebody come in who lives in the neighborhood where some really virulent anti-Semitic, anti-black, anti-Hispanic, anti-everything literature was being blanketed in, over a three-block area.
I don't know about it being blatant. I know that I just sort of sense it in the air that I'm uncomfortable during, when I'm at work, everything is Christmas, and I almost break out into a rash. Everything is so decorated for the Christian holidays, and you can't speak up and say this really isn't appropriate at the workplace. I know that I've always been afraid to wear a Star of David around my neck just because of interactions that I might get, although I've not really gotten that. So to say that this area is anti-Semitic, I don't know.
Well, I don't know that it is, only that there was that incident, and we've had there, you know, I'm sure there are many people who are wonderful and liberal here, and there are, then there's also a vein of people who are hateful and virulent, and so I suppose it's like a lot of other places. Lois?
I know that I joined the Peace and Justice group for a while, and every time I went, it was so pro-Palestine that I couldn't go anymore. That's the Peace Club in Sacramento.
Wow. Okay. I thank you for the call and thanks for the report. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. In England, there are going to be greater checks in travel. They're talking about new ways of screening people and profiling people, and they think that it's going to result in Muslim facing extra checks. In other words, I don't know if you want to call it a profiling, but Muslims may be facing extra checks in this new travel crackdown. It's very interesting in this whole discussion that we have been having, and it's been a pretty passionate, pretty vibrant discussion today. that the whole issue of Muslim terrorism really was not part of it as such. You know, there was a recent poll in this country, and a lot of us have not great feelings about Muslims, which is too bad, because a handful of hijackers hijacked the religion away from, away from what it is meant to be. So that our ideas about Muslim, what it is to be Muslim, have changed dramatically. But nowhere was that in the equation with Israel. It wasn't seen that these are Muslim terrorists. Nowhere has that phrase been used, really, about Hezbollah. Not much. I don't see it very much in the reporting. I just think that that's interesting. Whereas here in this country, with an administration that has only fear to sell us, you hear that used, you hear those two words, you know, together all the time. Muslim terrorists. It's almost become one word. One of the things that we reported a while back was that the IRS was going to crack down on churches, and it was going to crack down on any religious entities. These are tax-exempt entities. Any of these religious entities that do any kind of politicking from the pulpit, the IRS was going to be right there. And they weren't going to wait for your tax return in April. They were going to be there a lot sooner because they want to be there to prevent any kind of politicking before the election. Well, in the face of all of that, as discontent, this is what the LA Times is reporting, as discontent with the Republican Party threatens to dampen the turnout of conservative voters in November, evangelical leaders are launching a massive registration drive that could help counter the malaise and mobilize new religious voters in battleground states. The program is being coordinated by Dobson, James Dobson, Focus on the Family. Say it fast, and it tells you the true deal here with Dobson. He would use a variety of methods, including information inserted in church publications and booths placed outside worship services, to recruit millions of new voters in 2006 and beyond. Here's the question. How much of this conflicts with IRS rulings that says you're not supposed to politic from the pulpit? The new voter registration program puts a special focus on 8 states with key Senate, House, and state-level races. Turning out core voters is central to the GOP strategy to retain control of Congress, especially as the party struggles with negative public sentiment over the war in Iraq and other administration policies. Anytime you go from a big presidential year like 2004 to an off year like this, there's going to be a drop-off in voter interest. The program is going to target the following states: Maryland, Montana, Tennessee, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Minnesota. Oh, my goodness. What do you think about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And where is Phil Angelides? The Gay Penguin website started by James Dobson. Remember all those gay penguins? What happened to them? They're with Barney SpongeBob whatever that guy's name, but Barney and SquarePants SpongeBob. I can't ever say it. I'm Ian Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday. You're lucky I can't say that. Edition of Ian Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
All right, then. SpongeBob SquarePants is how that's said there.
SquarePants. Is he taking Viagra or what? Too much of it? And that's why everything turns... Never mind.
Well, unfortunately, and I mean, it just squished all in there.
I guess.
Nice and square.
Yes.
Forecast, 69 for the low tonight. Highs tomorrow, 92, 93 for the next couple of days. We're at 89 here in the River City. Traffic, 50 over top of the mountain. Now speeding up a little bit, that we do have emergency vehicles here and there, a handful of them on through Cameron Park. We got in South Sac eastbound at the, it looks like the traffic there at Fruit Ridge Road is completely stopped. We have 3-car crash on the right-hand side before it. 2-car crash right before Mack Road and northbound I-5 just south of eastbound 50. A 3-car accident there. Stay away from that. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I'm back with Killing Me in 20 years.
We're talking today with John Tiedisch from Orangevale about the Goodfeet store.
My back was pretty much in constant agony. It almost destroyed my life.
What did you try for relief?
I was willing to try anything from drugstore remedies to doctors, even saw specialists. But relief, I didn't get any relief.
How'd you find the Goodfeet store?
A friend of mine had been to the Goodfeet store and actually sent me there. From the moment the folks at Goodfeet Custom fit me with their arch support system, I began feeling better.
So Goodfeet relieved your suffering?
I won't leave home now without them. Goodfeet arch support saved my back and my life.
Do you have back issues, sore feet, tired legs, or heel problems? Take control of your life and come to the Goodfeet store. Goodfeet makes over 300 different arch supports here in the U.S. to fit most any need, any shoe, any lifestyle, and most come with a lifetime warranty. The Goodfeet store, America's number one arch support in Sacramento, Roseville, Modesto, Fairfield, and Stockton. Call 1-866-FIT-FEET, 1-866-FITFEET, like Paige says.
Everybody needs good feet.
Come and experience the Rolls-Royce Bentley of the cigar world.
Tobacco Republic is proud to announce the Gurkha event.
Saturday, August 19th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
This event happens only once a year, and Roy McLaren, Vice President of Gurkha, will be on hand to answer questions.
And present the Warlord,
Grand Age,
Titan,
Beast,
and G3 line.
The introduction is officially slated for late September, but Tobacco Republic will have the early release.
Come and treat your taste buds to a truly exceptional cigar experience.
There will be free samples on hand.
And there will be a drawing for a box of Black Beauties.
The only box available in the United States.
You'll find the packaging as unique as the fine blends of rare tobaccos.
Buck's Barbecue will be on hand with freshly barbecued meat.
And wine tasting will be provided by Carpe Vino.
Make sure to put this date on your calendar.
August 19th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Tobacco Republic on Taylor Road in downtown Loomis.
This is the one cigar event you don't want to miss.
The Gurkha Cigar Event.
This Saturday at Tobacco Republic.
Sacramento's premier tobacconist.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 5:55 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Well, there is a new poll by the world, and it is conducted by what bills itself as the world's most visited Christian website. And the poll results indicate that 50% of all Christian men and 20% of all Christian women are addicted to pornography. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Well, what is Dobson on Focus on the Family going to make about that? Brian in Fair Oaks, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, I am so glad to talk to you. And I'm so glad you brought this subject up today. I had heard this earlier on Ed Schultz, and I'm so glad you brought it up. Yeah, check it out. I'm really, really worried that with all the focus being on what's going on now with Israel and all that other stuff, that people are losing sight that we got to get this house back. We have to focus to get these things back in order, because if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. And I'm really nervous about the James Dobson influence on the Christian right because of all those stations and all those areas that markets that he hits. He's trying to target these churches, man, and it's really dangerous.
Well, here's the other thing. There is an IRS aspect to this. The IRS has launched a program to crack down on violators, people who politic pretty much from the pulpit. So how they're going to do this and not get their tax-exempt status pulled is the IRS, for example, is probing All Saints Church in Pasadena, which is one of Southern California's largest and most liberal congregations. I don't know that they're probing any conservative congregations or any Dobson congregations.
I hope they are, because that's exactly the ones that they're doing that stuff. They're literally, when they get you in there, they're giving you all the propaganda, and this is what I'm hearing all over the country, that that's what they're doing in those states, that they need to shore up those voters.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I think this means, you know, here's what the left has also been accused of. The left has been accused of talking the talk, but not walking the walk. In other words, a lot of us want to talk about stuff and we're unhappy, we're dissatisfied, but how many of us are actually rolling up our sleeves and
right.
getting to work, signing on to a campaign? There are three good campaigns to sign on to, four really, but there's Bill Durston, there's Rob Haswell, there is Charlie Brown's campaign, which has a really good chance of succeeding, and then there's always Phil Angelides. So Sacramento's Left Channel, and you can join the conversation.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush visits the headquarters of U.S. anti-terrorism efforts and talks about the investigation of the airliner bombing plot.
That plot is, and this building and the work going on here really is indicative of the challenge we face, not only this week, but this year and the years to come.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. The president spent 5 hours at the National Counterterrorism Center, conferring with experts about the greatest threats to Americans and how his homeland security apparatus should respond. He again hailed the disruption of the terror plot to blow up U.S.-bound jetliners, but again lamented that terrorists have an advantage over government efforts to stop them.
Gerald Ford is hospitalized again.
On Tuesday, August 15th, President Gerald R. Ford was admitted to Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, for testing and evaluation. No further releases or updates are anticipated prior to early next week.
That's a spokeswoman for the Mayo Clinic reading a statement from the former president's office. Mr. Ford is 93. He was treated in Vail, Colorado last month for shortness of breath. In January, he was hospitalized in Rancho Mirage, California with pneumonia. When their homeowner's insurance refused to pay for flood damage from Hurricane Katrina, a couple in Pascagoula, Mississippi, sued. Today, a federal judge ruled against them, saying their nationwide mutual policy did not cover flood waters or storm surge. It only covered wind damage. Lee Harrell is Mississippi's deputy insurance commissioner.
Wind is covered under your homeowner's policy, and water is not. The wind came and blew the roof off. Water came later and washed the rest of the house away. The insurance company would still owe the roof.
The judge awarded the couple just $1,200 for wind damage. The Justice Department says it's shut down a major drug trafficking operation. CBS News correspondent John Harchie has details.
Law enforcement agents have arrested more than 130 people coast to coast, claiming to break up a ring smuggling in heroin from Mexico.
We've seized their heroin, taken their money, and cut off their ability to distribute illegal drugs in this country.
Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher, it's alleged the ring grew its own poppies and refined them in Mexico and smuggled in an unusually pure form of black tar heroin. Officials say many of the suspects are illegal immigrants. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
Car companies usually want to expand their dealer networks, but Ford has decided to cut back in 18 metropolitan areas, most of them east of the Mississippi.
Ford Motor Company has very strong dealers all over the country, but we also have a group of dealers in urban metro markets where we simply have more dealers than our market share can support.
Company spokesman Jim Kane says Ford's market share has declined from 26% in the early 90s to 17% now. Dealer profits have been in decline. There were some profits made on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials gained 132 points to close at 11,230. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. If you're going places this summer, make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LNZ 2606.
I work all day, Dr. Phil, and, okay, fine, I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love.
Louisiana Congressman Bobby Jindal could add a new skill to his resume, obstetrics. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen has the story.
Here at the hospital, Congressman Bobby Jindal, his wife Sapria, and their newborn baby boy Slade are all resting well now. But around 3:30 this morning, as they were getting ready to go to the hospital, things got hectic.
I hear her yelling to me saying, the baby's coming now. And I literally, the next thing I saw was
my child's head.
The congressman had to help his wife deliver their newborn on the bathroom floor in their suburban New Orleans home.
You know, it was exciting. I don't think you have time to be scared. It's one of those things where it was my job to be there for my wife. I mean, she was going through a lot of pain. She was extremely surprised the baby was coming.
Dave Cohen for CBS News. New Orleans.
It was the first day of classes at Ann Mason Elementary School in Georgetown, Kentucky, when the new principal went into labor. Leah Riney says she was very busy, finally had a chance to catch her breath and realize she was having contractions. A parent drove her to the hospital. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Hi, I'm Dale Shornack. Sacramento is now on pace for a record number of murders this year. How the police chief is trying to stop the violence. Tonight on News 10 at 11.
Need auto insurance? For the best buy, call NBI, 1-800-483-4-NBI, or check out the website at nbiauto.com.
License number OB97951.
The Al Franken Show.
Affordable health care. Universal health care is what we need. Every Democrat should say on January 3rd or whenever we come in, whenever the new Congress comes in, we've taken over the House and maybe both the House and the Senate. We'll introduce legislation to make universal health care for every kid in the country. Just start there. Who's going to be against this?
The Al Franken Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on AM 1320.
Sacramento's left channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Seven minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation in a variety of ways. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can call. It doesn't cost you a penny to do it. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And tomorrow, if all goes well on the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Lawrence Wright. He's written a new book called The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11. The New York Times has given it 2 rave reviews, and apparently he's done a lot of original research, and there's really good information about terrorism and what happened 9/11 and things that we need to really know about. So I thought it would be great to have him on. Remember, we're running a flea market here of ideas, the Idea Lab, on Enid Live. And if you are just joining us, we have been talking about we've been talking a lot about the Middle East, haven't we? And we've been talking about where that line, the virulence that so many on the left reserve for Israel, but not for any of Israel's enemies, and where that line ceases being an honest criticism and veers into a kind of sanctimonious, dogmatic anti-Semitism. Really, let's just call it the way it is, because I think sometimes it goes there. Maybe people don't realize it's going there. But if you have lived any part of your life as an outsider, you would know it immediately. You would know when it gets there. You would know when that is. So interesting that people, just any time you hang a lot of anger on any particular hook, it is always suspect. There's no shortage of places to hang anger. There's a lot of it around. There are a lot of things that we could be angry about. But when the anger gets to be that virulent and that one-sided, then I think you have to ask why the bias exists. You have to ask why it's so one-sided. You have to ask a lot of questions. And that's what we've been doing here. You have to look at how unbalanced the issue has been and why it's been so presented so unfairly. What is motivating people who do this? Why there's so much hatred involved? You know, the left is supposed to not be as hateful, not be as filled with hatred as we accuse the right of being, or we accuse certain groups of being. And yet, we are right there, aren't we? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What if you called some weeks back to say you weren't going to vote for Phil Angelides because he had a lot of developers supporting him, and that was it for you? When I said, look, what's Arnold done for you? How has he improved your life? What has he done for the state of California? No answer. But I have a list here of the special interest contributions to Arnold, and the total he has raised, according to this document, through August 14th, which would have been yesterday, is 96,000, almost $1 million. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No, more than that. 96 million. No, I'm getting, these are numbers are so big, I can't read them because I'm not used to numbers. It's 96 million, almost $97 million. Almost $97 million he's raised. His top 100 donors. Maybe you don't know who some of his donors are. Well, let's go with Alex Spanos. Let's look at Rupert Murdoch, News Corp, Fox. They have donated almost $775,000 to Arnold's reelection. Aren't you amazed by that? Boone Pickens. What does he care about Arnold? Well, he's got oil interests. He's got development interests. He's a big zillionaire. He has contributed $667,000 to Arnold's campaign. Chevron. Oh, there's a surprise. Chevron Texaco Corporation, $517,000. Walmart, Christy and John T. Walton. Walmart has donated $505,000 to Arnold. Now, in a Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle piece, I saw on Phil, it looked like he didn't even have $1 million, that the big donors are donating to Arnold. And in fact, that's apparently true because, let's see, there are, here is a big consulting engineer and land surveyor. Oh, $313,000. There are big developers, and they have donated Dole Food, $422,000. Williams Sonoma, Howard Lester, the CEO, why he's doing it, $417,000. Target. $368,000 almost. Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers. You know who they are? They're the big VCs, venture capitalists in Silicon Valley. $328,000 roughly. Gap, the Fishers, $245,000. California building industry. Oh, $245,000. California Restaurant Association, $43,000. Yahoo, $225,000. Hewlett Packard has donated $271,000 to Arnold's campaign. Eli Broad, and he builds big houses, or lots of them. Kaufman Broad, I won't say big, but lots of them. And he is a Democrat and usually gives big to Democrats. And I don't think so far he's given to Phil, but you know how much he's given to Arnold? $280,000 to Arnold. The L.A. Arena Company, $275,000. Anheuser-Busch, $272,000. Hewlett-Packard, $271,000. Here's a consulting engineer. I'm trying to give you names of people that you know. Investment companies, there are lots of development money that he has received. PG&E, $200,000 to Arnold. Safeway, almost $198,000 to Arnold. And so it goes. Cisco, $171,500. E&J Gallo Winery, $169,600. Committee for Workers' Compensation Reform and Accountability, $168,500. They should have spent the money on workers' comp instead of donating to Arnold. And here it is. Oh, my God. Clear Channel has given $145,000 to Arnold. Clear Channel. Now, I refer to Clear Channel as the Walmart of radio. Clear Channel is the largest ownership of radio stations in the country. And they are the owners of KFBK, KSTE, and a bunch of other stations in this market. Clear Channel has donated $145,000 to Arnold. Now, why would they do that? Why does Clear Channel want to donate to Arnold? They're not donating to Phil. What do they want to donate to Arnold for? Maybe you have some thoughts. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Does this have to do with the ownership issue? Bechtel, $165,000. But Clear Channel has donated $145,000. They don't have a chair in there at KFBK, and I can tell you this, it isn't broken. They could buy some new chairs with this $145,000. They haven't changed those chairs in about 20 years either, as a matter of fact. And all of them are, there isn't a chair there that isn't broken. I'm not making that up. Now, here's what Arnold was quoted as saying. Any of those kinds of real big, powerful special interests, if you take money from them, you owe them something. That is a direct quote from Arnold, and he was alleged to have made it August 31st, 2003. The biggest amount was from William A. Robinson. Now, I don't know who he is, but maybe somebody knows who he is. He has given over $300,000. No, I'm sorry. Over three million. See, I'm not used to these big numbers. I'm just a small town girl. Over $3 million. And Spanos has given $2,800,000. The guy who owns Univision has given $2,400,000. The California Republican Party has given almost $1 million. Fox has given $774,000, so almost $775,000. And Clear Channel has donated $145,000. You know, we have lots of friends at Clear Channel. We're all colleagues and competitors, but they could buy some new chairs over there at KFBK. They don't have any, you know, 104. What does that mean, and why is that happening? And here is my other question. Where is Phil Angelides? Where has he been? Why has he been strangely silent? It's almost like they paid him to take a dive. Where has he been since the election? Where has he been since the bruising primary with Wesley? I mean, I'm concocting all these subtexts. Have there been health issues? Is somebody paying him to take a dive? I mean, he fought so hard in the primary, and even if he doesn't have any money, he could be getting traction with lots of issues. He could be getting free ink in the newspapers by doing one kind of an outrageous allegation or another, or challenging Schwarzenegger, or saying how come there weren't cooling rooms, or during the horrible heat wave. How come he isn't anywhere to be seen or heard from? I don't get it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Tuesday, Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you, Enid. We have lows tonight right around 69 here in the River City. And for weather from the left, highs 92, 93 tomorrow, and we're 87 here in the River City. Now, our traffic backed up over top of the mountain at westbound 50. And it looks like at westbound 50 at Rota Road, I've got a traffic hazard. Right-hand side, I've got a vehicle stalled. Southbound I-5 just south of Florin Road. And two of them, and just north of Florin Road. Hit and run, no injuries on either side of South Sac. Westbound 50 just east of Occidental Drive. Three-car crash there. And northbound Cap City Freeway just north of eastbound 50. There again, we got a traffic hazard on the right-hand side, so stay clear of that. Back with more Enid Live. You can email Enid at 1320leftchannel.com. Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four
four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
A new Left Channel 1320 advertiser in the studio, Josh Daniels, the owner of Green Sacramento, an environmental building and design company at 1837 Fulton in Sacramento. Josh, when you advertise on Left Channel 1320, what client are you reaching out for?
Because we sell environmentally friendly and home-healthy materials, our customers tend to be politically progressive and socially responsible. Our goal is not to convince people to buy green, but rather to let people who want to make the right choices know that we're here.
Your first week on the air here, you were the sponsor for the live appearance of the Al Franken Show in Sacramento. Did you get brand new customers coming in from that?
Oh, yeah. Giving away the tickets brought a lot of people into the store for the first time. This allowed them to see what we are selling and get excited about what we are doing.
Would you describe advertising on Left Channel 1320 as a positive experience for you?
Absolutely. It's brought people into the store who've not only been excited about what we are doing, but have been grateful that we've supported AM 1320.
That's Josh Daniels of Green Sacramento, 1837 Fulton, and online at greensacramento.com. An advertiser on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
All right, let's do it. Jack and Diane were so innocent. They were just looking for fun. At least they were so innocent. Till they went on a run. On a winning streak at Jackson, playing poker in a clutch. We call him Divide and Conquer, and it fit them so much. Now it's more than a nickname, it's just how they play. In the wee hours of night, till the night turns into day. Rekindling the romance, rediscovering the joy of the time they first met as a girl and a boy. At Jackson Rancheria, we call Jack and Diane Dreamcatchers. People who've discovered that we're so much more than a casino. Perhaps you have too. Jackson Rancheria, are you a dreamcatcher?
Stop by the Raging River Restaurant at Jackson Rancheria Casino for the $2.95 breakfast special. Bacon, two eggs, hash browns, wheat toast, and coffee or tea. Available Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. till 11 a.m.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Lucky Tuesday Mariachi edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. According to a new poll, Christians are addicted to pornography. 50% of all Christian men and 20% of all Christian women are addicted to pornography, said the founder and president of Second Glance Ministries. The group defines addicted as applied to pornography, meaning use on an ongoing basis. We are seeing an escalation of the problem in both men and women who regularly attend church. Additionally, 60% of the women who answered the survey from this group confessed to having, quote, significant struggles with lust. And 40% admitted to, quote, being involved in sexual sin in the past year. No one is immunized against the vice grip clutches of sexual addictive behaviors. I don't know. I just think this is interesting because here's a group of people who are so holier than thou. And I guess, you know, I have always had a theory that it's the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. So they all think that you're going to be in the falling into a vat of sin because these are people who are swimming around in that very vat themselves. And I have to say that it may very well be that Bill Maher is right. He views religion as a disease. And, very clearly, these are, I don't know what to say about that, but you might have some thoughts. 349-1320. Well, we're seeing the disease all over the place. We're seeing the war of religions. We are all being held hostage to this war of religions. And we are, you know, I don't know if we're fighting a terrorist war. and that it's going to be a perpetual terrorist war, or if it's just a manipulation from this administration. But clearly something's going on, and we aren't able to handle it very well. And I think we're sort of asleep. I think we are, you know, everybody's either on Viagra or they're immersed in porn or everybody's going shopping. Or I don't know what we're doing exactly, but I don't know if we're seeing the handwriting on the wall. Or maybe we are seeing the handwriting on the wall. And it's so horrible that we don't want to admit that this is what's going on. So we'll say, you know what, things are fine. Everything's good. Let's go. Let's play golf. Let's go shopping. Let's go out to dinner. I'm going to meet a friend for dinner. Let's do this. Let's do that. And not think about what's really happening, which is that we're kind of rotting out here. So here are these contributors, these special interest contributors to Arnold Schwarzenegger, totaling almost $97 million up to August the 14th. Now, I don't know when the total began. I don't know when they began keeping track here. But this is a tremendous amount of money. And these are his top 100 donors, according to an Arnold Watch website. So I hope this is correct, because it's got PG&E giving him $200,000. His biggest contributor so far is somebody named, and you'll have to tell me the significance of this person, William A. Robinson. He has donated over $3 million to the campaign. And Alex Spanos and a family members have donated almost $3 million, $2,782,000 to the campaign. So this is pretty interesting. You know, so those of you who are saying, I can't vote for Phil because he's in the clutches of developers, Arnold's in the clutches of everybody, and in the clutches of big oil. So, again, I will ask you the question, what has he done for you personally, and what has he done for the state of California? And do you think that Phil would make a difference? And my question is, those of you in the know, where is Phil? And here you have a Senate candidate who is, he kicked off his candidacy, and he has promised a cancer cure. Now, I think this is great. If you run for office, make these amazing promises. I'm going to promise you a cure for cancer if you vote for me, moi, your goddess. We'll promise you a cure for cancer, a cure for all wars, a cure for the insomnia of your pocketbook or the anorexia of your pocketbook. If you don't have enough money, I'm going to cure that. And if you're suffering from any kind of a disease, I'm going to cure that too. So I think you should vote for me. So I think this is a pretty interesting Senate candidacy. This is where he's pitching his health credentials, and he's going to beat the disease by 2015 if we live long enough to watch him do it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Joe Lieberman is going to be able to raise the funds necessary to mount a campaign to keep his Senate seat, and this is according to both Republican and Democratic donors. Having lost last week's Democratic primary to Ned Lamont, Lieberman is running as an independent against Lamont and Republican Alan Schlesinger. Lamont, a Greenwich, Connecticut businessman who self-financed about two-thirds of his campaign, ran against Lieberman's support for the war. His refusal to use a filibuster to block a vote on Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito, who's a horrible choice to be on the Supreme Court, and a number of other issues. But he's going to have the money. And I think it was Lawrence O'Donnell who thinks that Joe Lieberman is going to drop out of the race in September. I don't know about that. I think he wants to save his career. I think he wants to prove his the people who defeated him wrong, and I don't think he's going to drop out. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Prosecutors are going to keep an eye on Madonna's weekend concert in Germany, Dusseldorf, to see if she repeats the mock crucifixion scene that has infuriated religious leaders. A spokesman for prosecutors in Germany, in Dusseldorf, said that a repeat of the scene during Sunday's concert could be construed as insulting religious beliefs. Madonna, who is known for her theatrical action-packed shows, wears a crown of fake thorns while performing on a mirrored cross. Now, she is a Catholic, probably a lapsed Catholic, who is big into Kabbalah. I couldn't think of the name for a minute, which is a Jewish thing. And so here she is getting publicity, and it's really all about getting publicity. I mean, Madonna is as old as Sharon Stone. Aren't they about the same age? Yeah, those two women are spring chickens. So you got to do what you got to do. You got to wear the pointiest brassieres you can get going, and you got to whatever will be insulting people, and will whatever will be the way to push the envelope. So anyway, she's aggravating religious leaders, which only gives her more publicity, and which is only fuel for her career. And one of the things I meant to say, and I haven't had a chance to say it, when it comes to the issue of Israel, there is a guy named Bill Schechter who's from San Francisco, and he is a surgeon, and he has been a visiting instructor in Israel. He is actually chief of surgery at San Francisco General and vice chairman of surgery at UC San Francisco. But he was there giving lectures, and then the war broke out. So he just rolled up his sleeves and he went to work. And he is saying the kinds of wounds I'm treating here are not very different from the gunshot wounds I would see on a busy night in San Francisco. But I have never been fired upon. I now have extensive experience. His closest encounter, aside from two rockets that fell within 100 feet of the hospital, came while visiting a friend on a nearby kibbutz. He said, "I felt a big boom. But I wasn't really shaken." He was a visiting instructor in a medical course for military doctors at an Israeli army base when the war broke out. He canceled his ticket home and asked where he might volunteer. The next day, he was in a northern Israeli town, Safed, 20 miles from the Lebanon border, where rockets began falling and civilians were dying within 2 days of the start of the hostilities. One of his first patients was a Lebanese Shiite woman from the Hezbollah village stronghold of Marun al-Ras, who had been shot by Israeli paratroop commandos when she was caught in the middle of a gun battle they were waging with Hezbollah militants in a Lebanese village during the first days of the war. The Israeli soldiers in the field gave her first aid and then arranged for her son to drive her across the border for treatment in Safed, in the nearest hospital, which is Israeli. Before she was transferred back to Lebanon through the Red Cross, she insisted on handing out candy to all the doctors here. Said Dr. Schechter, "It was a bad wound, but fortunately the bullet did not enter her chest. She'll have a scar, but she will recover. Her attitude gave me an insight into how things could be between the people here if there were peace. The hospital serves more than a million people, equally divided between Jews and Arabs in northern Israel. One of Dr. Schechter's mementos from the trip is a photograph of his surgical team, and it is consists of a Druze, a Jew, and a Muslim waiting arm in arm at 2 a.m. to receive wounded Israeli soldiers. He says the standard of medicine here is spectacular." This is Bill Schechter, who is chief of surgery at San Francisco General and vice chairman of surgery at UC San Francisco. He said, "The standard of medicine here is spectacular. Israeli citizens and the mothers of the soldiers can rest assured they are getting outstanding medical treatment." He said, "Israeli medicine has been honed to perfection by the demands of war and terrorism. Israel has the greatest experience in the world with mass casualty events," said Schechter. "We have a lot to learn from the Israeli experience. They have it down." He said he has twice delayed his return home and will stay to volunteer until his services are no longer required. He said his colleagues back in San Francisco have been very supportive of his decision to stay. So have the families of his patients. "He's not a doctor. He's an angel," said one mother. "If not for him, our son would be dead." That son was declared clinically dead on arrival at the hospital after a Hezbollah rocket exploded as he was parking his car outside his house in a village 40 miles from this particular town, Safed. The injured man was given first aid by his mother, who happened to be a trained nurse, and then transferred to a forward emergency room in nearby Kiryat Shimona, where he lost consciousness. He was airlifted by helicopter to Safed, where Schechter and his team were waiting. A huge piece of metal had punctured his rib cage, slicing across both lungs and causing massive internal bleeding. "I knew it was over," said his mother, "but the army doctor on the helicopter had been trained by Schechter and knew that if anyone could save her son, it was this Bay Area volunteer waiting in Safed. When he arrived, he had no pulse, but Dr. Schechter decided not to give up. He operated on him for more than 4 hours and told us, 'Your job now is to pray.' He's still in critical condition in intensive care, but he's alive. It's just our good fortune," said the mother, "that my son fell into his hands." Wow, what a story. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left. with Lisa West.
Thank you so much, Enid. I'll tell you what, the weather's good. We should all three go outside and take a walk and walk off some of this chocolate that we eat because the weather's looking really great. On through the next couple of days, 92, 93. We are at 87 here in the River City. Our traffic hazard over there on 50. What? 50 is cleaned up, and I had a phone call doing 65 miles per hour. That's fantastic. Also, South Sac, South Bend, I-5, just north of Florin Road. A hit and run, no injuries. Emergency vehicles are there. Log into 1320leftchannel.com if you'd like to email Enid about her show or myself with traffic. AM 13 is 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that increases mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. But you can remove these dangers with a Humidex ventilation unit. Here's what one homeowner wrote.
We had a dehumidifier in our basement, but it never got rid of the dampness and musty odors. Whenever my children went downstairs to play, their asthma always got worse. We had a Humidex installed, and I can't believe the results. Within a few days, the odors were gone, and the kids were feeling much better.
With Humidex, there's no maintenance, no buckets to empty, no filters. For just pennies a day, Humidex provides moisture control and fresher, healthier air. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call now for a free Humidex brochure. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-663-2180. That's 1-800-663-2180. Or log on to MakeYourHomeFresher.com. That's MakeYourHomeFresher.com.
Do you dream of having the kind of money to lead a worry-free life? It's possible if you have an edge, a genuine plan to build wealth. And you can do it without earning any more money than you make right now. Listen carefully, because now you can get a free interactive CD that can put you on the road to cutting taxes, slashing interest rates, and building real wealth. Wealth you can call your own. It's called Ideal Wealth Builder. And you can get the starter kit absolutely free by calling 1-877-655-7793. With Ideal Wealth Builder, you don't need to be wealthy to get wealthy. The secret is shrewd cash flow management. Ideal Wealth Builder can help you keep up to 10% more of your gross monthly income guaranteed. And that's just the beginning. So call right now for your free interactive CD with shipping from Ideal Wealth Builder. Call 1-877-655-7793. 1-877-655-7793. That's 1-877-655-7793.
How important is the women's vote?
Well, 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. That could have made a real difference.
And to think that women in the suffragette movement risked everything in order to attain their right to vote.
Women need to know that they can really change the course of history.
That's why AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel wants everyone to get involved by taking part in the Women's Equality Day Parade on Saturday, August 26th in Sacramento.
The Suffrage Parade will begin at Southside Park at 8th and T Streets at 9:30 a.m.
The Grand Parade with marchers and floats will then rally on the west steps of the Capitol at 11 a.m. featuring noted speakers and activists.
This is your opportunity to help commemorate and reaffirm women's right to vote.
Make your plans now for Women's Equality Day on Saturday, August 26th.
You can register or get more info at womenequalitydayparade.com or call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760.
Join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel for the Suffrage Parade Saturday, August 26th.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 6:37 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day about Enid Live, that that we exist here on AM 1320, that this is Sacramento's Left Channel, even though we disagree probably about Israel, that this is a place where you're going to find compelling talk radio. And I don't think you can argue about that. These lines have been burning up for the last 3.5 hours. So I think agree, disagree, this is a place where you can, you do have a forum we might, we, you know, it might be a little testy. The exchanges can be testy at times, but you will be heard here, which is, I think, more than you can say for conservative talk radio, which is usually on the dumb side, and usually they make it up anyway. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. And remember, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. There are a spate of candidate stories that are just amazing. There is a councilwoman who's accused of hitting a mayor. There was this other candidate I just talked about who has promised to find a cure for cancer if you vote for him. There's a woman in, I think, Daly City whose ex-husband is running against her just to harass her, so she's trying to get a restraining order against him. What is it about people who run for office? And some of them who are running, we don't know where they are. They are in hiding. I don't know. I think Phil Angelides must be in the witness protection program. What do you think about that? And if you think things are really bad, listen to this. 3/4 of Americans can correctly identify 2 of Snow White's 7 dwarfs, while only 25% of us can name 2 Supreme Court justices. So let me put this challenge out to my very smart audience. And my audience is pretty smart. We have people who are highly educated in this audience. And we have people who may not have big-time educational credentials, but who are pretty smart. And then we have me, whose IQ is sometimes hovering at room temperature. So here is Snow White's dwarfs, which I don't know if I can name a couple of them. I think I probably can. But 75% of Americans can correctly identify 2 of Snow White's 7 dwarfs. While only 25% of us can name 2 Supreme Court justices. Is that amazing or what? Well, 50% of us believe that there are weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that's up from 36% a year ago. Isn't this an amazing statistic? And 40% of graduate students can't compare 2 editorials with each other or understand the label on a medicine bottle. So 75% of Americans can correctly identify 2. Can you correctly identify 2 of Snow White's 7 dwarfs? Can you give me, this is according to a poll, and this is in the U.S. Just over 60% of us were able to name Bart as Homer's son on The Simpsons, while only 20% of us were able to name 1 of the ancient Greek poet Homer's epic poems, The Iliad and the Odyssey. So 60% of us knew that Homer was Bart as was Homer's son on The Simpsons, but hardly anybody knew that what the ancient Greek poet Homer's poems were titled. Ask what planet Superman was from. 60% of us named the fictional planet. Can you name it? Krypton is the planet, and kryptonite is the material from the planet. But only 37% knew what the planet is closest to the sun. Do you know what the name of the planet is that's closest to the sun? I'll give you a hint. It's the same name as the stuff they used to use as fillings in your teeth, that we don't like to use as fillings anymore in your teeth. Okay, I'll give you another hint. I'm getting a blank look in the control room. The same stuff that they use in thermometers. What is that stuff? Mercury! Yes! You didn't win anything. Respondents were far more familiar with the Three Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe, than the three branches of the U.S. government. Okay, so here's the story. 74% of us knew what the name of the Three Stooges were, but only 42% of us knew what the name of the three branches of government are. And that would be the judicial, the executive, and the legislative branches. Twice as many people, 23%, were able to identify the most recent winner of the talent show American Idol, who was Taylor Hicks, as were able to name the Supreme Court justice confirmed in January of 2006. And who was that person who was confirmed in January of 2006 that Joe Lieberman refused to filibuster against and whose name I just mentioned a couple of stories ago? So here it is. Twice as many of us knew the winner of American Idol as were able to name the Supreme Court justice confirmed in January, the most recent confirmation, and that would be Samuel Alito, or as he was called, Scolito. So isn't this this is an amazing poll. Now, would you like to speculate as to what this says about us? I'll give it to you again. Three quarters of us, 75% of us, can correctly identify two of Snow White's seven dwarfs, while only 25% of us can name two Supreme Court justices. Just over 60% of respondents were able to name Bart as Homer's son on The Simpsons, while only 20% were able to name one of the ancient Greek poet Homer's epic poems. And those would be that you studied in high school. I think the Iliad and the Odyssey. Did you not study that in high school? We had to study that in high school. Ask what planet Superman was from. 60% correctly identified the fictional planet Krypton, while only 37% of us knew that Mercury is a planet closest to the sun. And 74% of us knew the names of the Three Stooges, Larry, Curly, and Moe, while only 42% of us knew what the names of the three branches of the U.S. government were, judicial, executive, and legislative. Twice as many people were able to identify the most recent winner of American Idol, that's Taylor Hicks, as were able to name the Supreme Court justice confirmed in only January, just a few months ago, Samuel Alito. Only 11% got Samuel Alito. A man destined for a happy oblivion. Okay, here's the story that we're all waiting for. And I didn't do this. Now, you can get mad at me if you want. We are a CBS affiliate. And Katie Couric was made available to us today if I wanted to talk to her. Really, I wasn't going to be able to talk to her. I might have been able to ask a question, and I decided to pass on it. She's ready to go to work, but she's sitting tight. She says she's been tempted to go on the air in the month that she's been at the network, but instead she's taking the longer view and preparing for her September 5 debut. Do you think it's going to make a big difference? Oh, and there's all the speculation on what's her hairstyle going to be, what kind of clothes is she going to wear, what's her look going to be. Did Dan Rather ever worry about what is his look going to be? But you know what? But it's possible that Peter Jennings did. Peter Jennings always had the reputation for buying cheap suits, and because he was so attractive, they look good on him, and he jazzed him up, you know, with a handkerchief in the pocket and a tie and maybe a nice shirt. But he had the reputation of buying of being a kind of a thrifty guy, and he bought cheap suits. That's what they always used to say about him. Fred in Rancho, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Enid. I just wanted to comment about your earlier questions about why people know things about the Three Stooges but not the three branches of the government. So
well, the three branches of the government are headed by the Three Stooges right now.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. And I say this as someone who hasn't watched television since I was 13 years old. I'm over 50 now. But I really think it's the cumulative effect of television. I think television has had a dramatic effect on our culture as the Gutenberg press back in the 1500s, because it's changed our outlook and the way we do things and how we engage in things. And there have been a few books about this, but really not as many as you might think. One was by Sven Borker with the Gutenberg Elegies. And when you think about it, the last generation that was not exposed to TV at a young age is the people over 60 now. And I was talking to a couple of my friends who are over 60, and they've seen a remarkable difference in people over the years.
What have they noticed? Because here's one of the things that I have noticed. The spelling is now so atrocious, even with spell check, which you would think, you would see signs now that are always misspelled. And it's not just one or two, you know, it's not just a sign here or there that's misspelled. It's consistently misspelled signs, big ones, huge ones that cost a lot of money to put up. A lot of signs are misspelled. So you see that a lot, and you see if the cultural reference is more than 2 weeks old, people don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's because we're not in a literate culture anymore, where people like to read just for the fun of it. We're more like what they call illiterate. People don't pursue reading for the pure joy of it. We're not illiterate. They know how to read, but they don't want to seek out reading, and that describes most.
Well, let me ask you. I'm going to put the call out for people who are young, you know, in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s. I think these people are reading for pleasure. You certainly see, I'm not saying that they're reading widely, but you're certainly seeing blockbuster books that continue to sell well, books that are fun to read, mysteries and so on.
I graded papers out of McGraw-Hill for a few years, and I graded papers from all over the country. And the reading abilities are just abominable. I mean, the writing abilities are abominable. And it's a national tragedy to see our literacy and ability to communicate go down the tubes.
Isn't this amazing that we have these advanced communications devices, and we can't communicate. I mean, we have, everybody's got cell phones, and everybody has got email, and everybody's got, you know, every kind of electronic gadget that exists. And we, why were you grading papers for McGraw-Hill? Was this some kind of standardized testing?
Well, they have a product out there, which is Terra Nova, which is, it's a not multiple choice, but they have essay questions scattered throughout the exam.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to have professional evaluators evaluate these essay questions. I think it's a great test. And I wish that was the standard test for California rather than this multiple choice, because at least gives the students that's not, you know, academics is more than just guessing at the what's the right answer, but it's also reading and writing are important as well.
All right, so what happened with these students? Because I think that kids, maybe this is a big gap between the haves and the have-nots, or the haves and the have-mores, but I think kids who go to these really good private schools, and I'm thinking of kids, you know, think about kids in Marin County, think about kids in San Francisco. There are some good, very Tony private schools, I think, in Sacramento. Think about those East Coast kids who go to the Daltons of this world and the Brillies and the, you know, all those fancy Horace Mann and all those fancy schools in Manhattan. Those kids are getting quality education. Or Francis Parker in Chicago. These kids are getting a very first-class education, don't you think?
Well, my personal feeling is that the parents are much more important than the school. And if the parents appreciate literature and books and learning, the kids are going to pick up on that too. And that probably tends to be more true of the upper class, or maybe the middle class people who maybe favor that. So, but I think it's more of a function of the parents than the teachers in the school.
So it's more, okay. Well, Fred, I thank you very much for the call. What you said is pretty provocative, and I hope we aren't entering a dark ages, but it's possible that we are. Thank you very much for the call. Huey and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I love your show.
Thank you, Huey.
But I think you're giving the public a bad rap. I mean, you talk about how the public knows the Seven Dwarfs better than the Supreme Court.
I didn't conduct the research. This is the research that was conducted by Sagby.
No, I'm being facetious.
Oh.
But let's be real here. I mean, the Seven Dwarfs didn't steal the presidency. The Supreme Court did. So, I mean, I don't blame the public for being in denial and, you know, relating more to the Seven Dwarfs than the Supreme
Well,
Court.
Mo Curley and Larry seem to be running the country and would have done a better job of it.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, one of the things that I think we as Democrats miss when we get into the debate on, I'm being serious now, when we get into the debate on all of the domestic spying and stuff like that, the Republicans keep it very direct. They say, well, we need this to find out these terrorists, whereas our arguments are theoretical. I think what we should do is say, no, this is bad because I don't trust Dick Cheney and Karl Rove not to be snooping into...
The Democrats are actually starting to make security an issue and starting to say that you are less safe. Finally, they're stepping on the gas.
Yes,
And, you know, here you're right, though. The Republicans, they're able to put it into a soundbite, cut and run. That was their big achievement.
We should be talking about how the Republicans... don't allow cargo to be checked on.
Yeah, it's not screened. Huey, you're quite right. We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time in this segment.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. That's the other thing. And I don't know why we're not allowed to carry books on airplanes with this whole, you know, can't have lotions and gels. But what do books have to do with explosive devices? I don't get that part. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West, who attended recently a Madonna concert and said people were walking out. Is that right, when she did the Thorns and Cross deal?
Yes, in the Mirrored Cross. She actually, you know, you didn't see it, but it came out from the ground and then just kind of popped up in the cross and her, you know, while she was hanging there, appearing to be nailed to the cross is what her whole point was. And, you know, I love her from back in the day, but people did make some points. I mean, they left, they were Catholic, and they did not want to be there because they couldn't believe that she wanted to depict Jesus Christ.
How much were those tickets, do you know?
You know what? I was hooked up. But I think they're about $75, $80. Some were $150 for the front. So.
Oh, okay. I thought they were even more than that.
Yeah. Well, I think that they were. Front row was like $250 if you were, you know, in attendance. So.
So if you paid that much for a ticket, it's not, I don't know if you'd walk out. Well, we did.
Traffic's looking good. 89 degrees. Back with more Enid Live.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Make a difference. I'm Scott Forrington, co-host of AM 1320's Morning Retort. Help me raise awareness and save lives. The Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk is coming up on Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. For more information, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
In the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
There's no such thing as satisfaction. You're making things happen while I'm relaxing like a Sunday afternoon.
6:56 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours just for a few minutes longer until 7 o'clock. Let's go quickly to the phones. Kina in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Kina.
Oh, hello. I was just calling to comment on the Madonna concert.
Yes, did you see it?
Yes, I went to her first show in L.A., and the thing that most people are missing when they make a big deal about her on the news and everything is she actually, while she was on the cross and singing her song above her, there was a screen showing poverty in Africa and human trafficking and all of the horrible things that go on in the world, and her point was to say that religion, people who are zealots, I mean religious right, those people are actually exploiting religion and not actually seeing what harm is going on in the world. So she actually had a message, and I think a lot of people didn't notice that.
And you thought it worked, I take it.
I think so.
Oh, good. All right. Thank you for explaining it. I'm delighted that you called in. 349-1320, Ken in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Well, you know, you never hear anybody really make an argument anymore for the abolishment of television, but if you think about it, it has all of the addictive qualities that drugs have. It goes right into an alpha state.
Gerrymander once wrote a book called Four Arguments for the Elimination of Television.
I was going to ask if you knew what that was. Who is that again?
Gerrymander.